Adam Bienkopf, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Thank you for watching the speech, listening to it. So basically, the rest of us didn't have to. He's a deputy editor of politics.co.uk, a brilliant website for your political needs. I'm almost done for another day. John Holmes is here.
There, I meet you at the end of your show every day, though, don't I?
No, but I have talked to HR about that.
Yes,
but apparently it still happens.
It still does.
What's coming up on your show?
I found a loophole. So what's coming up? Well,
could you fit it? Could you fit through it?
I could fit through any loophole you care to put my way, Julia Hartley-Brewer.
What's coming up in your show?
There'll be a game of dead or alive. Is a thing dead or alive? There's a list of things that might be dead or alive. You could win a box of organic veg or a chicken, a beef or a lamb by way of a prize.
You're actually giving away a lamb.
A lamb? Yeah, it's dead and it's a bit of a lamb, but it still counts. So that's a thing. There's a review of hipster, pop-up hipster nonsense.
Excellent.
With our work experience pundit Ellie and some other things.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. That's John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lift.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes, booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
There's only one commercial vehicle. The one and only Ford Transit.
The one and only Transit Connect.
The one and only Transit Courier.
And the one and only Transit Custom.
In fact, there's lots of one and only Ford Transits.
Test drive the one for you and save £500 at the one and only Transit event from the 10th to the 17th of October at your local Ford dealer.
Job done.
Test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving off the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and registered by the 30th of November 2016. Retail ineligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Just after 1 o'clock. Hello, I am a man called the name of John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John Holmes. Coming up, the PM attacks Labour, man convicted after second murder trial, and fish may have accents.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has appealed for the Conservatives to be the natural home for working class voters. Theresa May has told her party conference in Birmingham she wants to tackle unfairness and injustice. Using a term which used to be used for the Tories, she condemned Labour.
Fighting among themselves, abusing their own MPs, threatening to end their careers, tolerating anti-Semitism and supporting voices of hate. You know what some people call them? The nasty party.
Nigel Farage insists he won't stand as UKIP leader. It's after his replacement, Diane James, quit just 18 days in the job. After more than 17 years, a man who boasted he'd committed the perfect murder has been found guilty. Ronnie Coulter has been convicted after being tried a second time for killing waiter Surjit Singh Chokha as he returned from work in Lanarkshire in November 1998. A court's heard a woman who claimed she was raped by footballer Ched Evans 5 years ago woke up naked in a hotel room on her own without any memory of how she got there. The former Wales striker denies the allegations. And scientists believe cod have regional accents and that could be threatening their survival. It's thought Cornish
fish... They speak better than you.
Thanks, John. It's thought Cornish fish are moving north because of climate change but might not understand their Scouse counterparts. These three recordings are from cod in different parts of the UK.
Thank you.
Did you record that under Moose's chair earlier?
No, these aren't anything to do with Moose. These are three different types of cod.
Right.
And experts say if the males can't chat up the females who speak in a different dialect, it could threaten their ability to breed. It's not funny, John. It's a problem.
Yes. I got that from the soundbite of the cod there. Thanks, Victoria.
Weather.
Oh, go on.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Can you do it in a cod voice?
No. Fine and dry across most of the UK. Breezy again.
I'm just translating your weather for any cod that might be listening.
Which dialect are you using?
I'm using a combination dialect because I believe cod are multicultural.
Right, okay. Breezy again, but slightly cooler than yesterday. Highs of 16 degrees. Finished?
Yes, that was COD 4, and now here's the pre-recorded sport with Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We understand the process of finding a new England manager won't be started by the FA until after the national side's final match of the year in November against Spain. Under 21 boss Gareth Southgate's in charge for that game and the three World Cup qualifiers beforehand. Meanwhile, England's newest squad member says he discovered he'd become an international player while in the pool at his local gym. Burnley's Michael Keane has been called up to replace the injured Glenn Johnson for the World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovenia. He's played under interim boss Gareth Southgate with the under-21s. Keane could feature alongside Chelsea's Gary Cahill.
This season has started really well. And to come into the frame and to learn off all the players that are going to be here will be great for his experience. So obviously welcome him into the squad. It's good. It's a great bunch of lads, and we're all striving to go in the right direction, in the same direction.
Finally, onto cricket. Bowler James Anderson will join up with England's Test cricketers before their tour of India, which begins next month. He's missing the two one-day matches in Bangladesh before that with a shoulder injury. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport with simultaneous translation for any cod that might be listening to the programme. I meant Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen. But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you, it is.
Animal news.
Most of the papers are blaming this on the rule of law in battlefield situations.
My nan's disappointed because
he heard me say the word lid.
And people have to realise what that word means and stems from.
Happy birthday, Ken. We welcome back the Thing of October.
Hello, John.
Hello. So the featherless bird is sporting knitwear.
Much to the consternation of my father.
Well, they don't like the new material. You know what they like? People go to the toilet or the bar, don't they? So which out of the loose women, you know, was loosest?
Because it's a Tuesday!
Even when I was a kid. As broadcast, she wants to be careful, because otherwise someone will tie her up and put her in a bath and nick her jewellery. Soldiers will now be exempt from Kaiser Chiefs.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a journey
So hello then to you, and once again, good afternoon as we throw ourselves on the mercy of a Wednesday. Now, just very quickly at the beginning of the programme today, I need to be up front and tell you something important. Now, for security reasons, this show is actually a sound alike. You'll doubtless be aware by now that this programme a couple of nights ago was robbed. The show's bodyguard had popped out, and while he was gone, raiders came into the programme, tied the show up, threw it in the bath, and then made off with all the news, and apparently stole all of our adverts as well, including the one for Selco, which is where I'm reliably informed the trade go. Now, as a result, we've hired a team of Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon, weekday afternoon, sound-alikes as decoys. So this is the aim, that no one anytime will know where this show is, right? So this show will just be, its whereabouts will be unknown. Obviously, we've already made a good start with that, thanks to Talk Radio's marketing strategy. But from now on, any would-be raiders won't really know whether this is the actual show or a sound-alike for the show. Just wanted to be clear about that as we go into the afternoon. Anyway, hello, welcome one and welcome all. I am John Holmes, and on the day that Diane James stands down from UKIP after just one match and saying she knew a way to get around third-party transfer rules for racists, here's what's coming up in our party betwixt now and 4 o'clock. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has said we have to make some kind of list, so that's exactly what I've done. Headline hijack is on the way. Usual rules apply, my friend. Make up a news story and then hear it broadcast as truth in the news at 2 o'clock. Victoria's news at the top of the hour will contain, well, you know, news. That's the actual news. But it would also contain a news lie. You are aiming your news lie at this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. And victory could be yours. 87 treble two.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's Lonely Lunch Club as well. That's on the way. So if you're lunching alone, then why not be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? Simply come on the radio and allow us to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. Idle and awkward chit-chat as though we were a colleague you bumped into near the kettle, a speciality. Plus, you'll be rewarded for your effort. Oh, goodness me, yes. With the gift of a gift. It could be anything from a Talk Radio mug that we stole from the kitchen to a Talk Sport mug that we stole from the kitchen. And everything in between. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. We will call you back. Asprod Cass will call you back. And as I often say, you won't understand a word she's saying. She's even more, she's harder to understand than cod, is what she is. Yeah. So, work experience punditry as well today. Ellie is here with a review of a week's worth of hipster pop-up nonsense. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. And today's big stories will be analysed for you via the medium of Japanese poetry. There is also the news in haikus. Well, that's what that is. Not also, it's just what that is. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think today. We're taking the pulse of the nation by asking them if they think didgeridoos or compost. We'll have the diversity paper review. Since we came on air back in March, every day we've been on air, we've had a different diversity reviewing the papers, thus making us, ironically, given some of this week's papers regarding me, the most diverse show in UK broadcasting. Today, who's coming in today? Do we know?
I don't.
Okay. We don't know yet, but okay, somebody will. Going through the papers for us in the Diversity Paper Review. Plus, we will be giving away some meat as a prize. Choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. All you have to do to win that is take part in a game of Dead or Alive. You can register to do that now. The number is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes, Ginger Dave not producing. Now, apparently that's because the Conservative Party want to give his job to British people, not ginger ones. Asprodcast is through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Chloe's on buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, there she is.
Victoria's on the news.
I am.
On the news. Riding the news horse, the news cock horse, to Banbury Cross.
Thanks.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hello.
And just like Jamie Oliver, he has the ideal recipe for paella.
1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 1 teaspoon of hot smoked paprika and dried thyme, 300 grams of paella or risotto rice, 400 grams of chopped garlics with tomato, 2 squeezes of washing up liquid, 2 mugs of rat urine, 3 sprays of WD-40, 8 pubes and some chorizo.
Ah, chorizo! I'm John Holmes, and that's your recipe for paella. In your face, Jamie Oliver. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I deem that we should begin with some. Word Up by Gun on Talk Radio at 1:15 in the afternoon. That's the question the nation is now asking of me. There are a lot of questions the nation has been asking of me this week. As followers of hashtag diversity will know about. But the main question this afternoon is, why am I playing that song, Word Up by Gun? Just why? Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, what's the time?
It's just gone 1:15. I said that a moment ago.
Yeah, why would you play Gun Word Up at 1:15 on Talk Radio?
Good question. The reason is because it's to do with today's big story that we'll be covering in depth very shortly, like a Talk Radio show is want to do. That's why. Links to today's big story, Cornelius, of course, in an obvious way. Regular listeners will know that. It's a technique, isn't it? You play a song that links to a story for a bit of broadcasting production colour there. So that's...
What's the story, then?
Gun and Word Up, isn't it?
Well, is it about your brother, your
mother, father and my sister too?
Yeah.
No, it's not. What would it be about, do you think?
Words. Word
think,
up.
Think again.
Guns.
Think again.
Word up.
You said that one.
Word.
No, I'm going to tell you. It's because this is a cover of the song Word Up that was originally by Cameo in the 80s. And what were Cameo famous for wearing on stage and on all of their appearances on Top of the Pops? Cameo.
I don't know.
Cod pieces. Cod pieces. The lead tune Cameo wore a cod piece. And you heard in Victoria's News there, the big story is, of course, that cod have regional accents. That's the story. The story that Cornish cod...
It's very odd.
It's odd cod. Is moving... They're having to go north due to climate change.
Mm.
Right? And they're not breeding properly with northern cod because of a regional dialect difference in cod. So they scientists are now saying that cod have Scouse accents and Cornish accents, and they're not intermingling.
It's not like when Brits go to America and are really popular with the opposite sets because of their accents.
No, it's the opposite of that.
Oh, so it's more like Birmingham going anywhere.
That's exactly it, what scientists are saying.
Wow.
So we're going to tackle this big issue, this big story, this morning, even though it's the afternoon, on the programme. And to do that, we need a guest. Ask Podcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Yep. You're right today, in lovely mood today? Little happy little smiley northern face there.
I'm here working with you, so what do you think?
Okay. So, now, we need a guest, and I'd like to talk to, if possible, a cod. But I want one that will not mate with the Cornish cod. Could you get me a Scouse cod, please, on the telephone, to chat about this important subject?
Do you actually hear yourself when you ask me these things?
Yes, I'm wearing headphones.
Fine.
Okay. Ask Broadcast there. She loves her job. Getting us a fish to talk to next about this big story on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year roadside assistance and 1 year warranty on every vehicle. Cue the big sale at your local Network Q retailer between the 7th and 17th of October.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models of participating retailers.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M6 in Cheshire, south between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. Two lanes are out in the roadworks area because of an accident. No change for Staffordshire's westbound A50 at Blythe Bridge. It's still closed for the recovery of a trailer which is overturned near the A521 with severe delays on the A50 and surrounding routes because of that. Suffolk's A12 London Road through Blythburgh is still closed near Angel Lane after an accident involving a motorbike, and Berkshire's A30 London Road through Sunningdale closed at Devonish Road for accident investigation work. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Audi approved used event includes deposit contributions from £1,000 to £2,000 and 10.9% APR representative on selected models plus two consecutive services. But it's only on for a limited time. Drop everything. Head to the Audi approved used event from the 7th to the 31st of October at your local Audi centre. Audi, Vorsprung der Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating centres. For approved Audis aged 3 to 18 months, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or indeed, as your digital radio might well say, because the screen's not big enough to get the slogan on, Talk Radio will get you. Yes, we're the 34th most popular listened to national radio station out of a possible 39 in this country, but we are the most threatening. And why not get your reactions to us, being as we are a talk radio station? We accept your reactions. There is, in your local supermarket car park, you will see next to the recycling bin for bottles and the other one they often have for clothes for the Salvation Army, you will see another bin marked Talk Radio Reactions and Opinions. All you got to do is shove your reactions and opinions in that. Your reactions and opinions then collected every weekend and distributed to presenters here at Talk Radio. Here's some that we've been getting.
Lots coming in. Laurie, if you want your iPhone charger back, first you have to solve a series of riddles. The first one, if you want back your charger, go to the animal who is larger. And this is coming from Michael, who says, if Nigel Farage is going back to being UKIP leader, does that mean he will have to quit his full-time job of appearing on Talk Radio every 10 minutes?
Thank you very much indeed for your reactions. Laurie, by the way, is the mentioned there in that reaction, is the group, what's he called? Group executive editor of this.
He's lost his iPhone charger.
Yeah, and we know where it is, but that's a riddle as to where it is.
Should I repeat it?
Yes.
If you want back your charger, go to the animal who is a lot larger.
Yeah. Who might work in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your clue, Laurie. Now go and do some work for once. So, now it's time to talk about today's big story. So, as we know, importantly, we've been learning that cod have accents. The fresh or saltwater fish that's best with chips apparently screeches in a regional dialect when murdered for the UK's favourite supper. And according to researchers today, Cornish cod are having trouble swimming north to mate because when they get there, they don't understand the cod because of its Scouse accent. It's all to do with regional variations in bioacoustic sounds made by a cod's swim bladder, apparently. Of course, what we know about Scouse cod is that it boycotts certain newspapers and are fiercely protective of water beetles. But the question everyone is asking today in all the newspapers, except The Guardian, who have accused cod of calling the BBC racist when they've done no such thing, is that cod do have accents. Should we now be fitting them with voice boxes to allow them to communicate with humans like they do in Sweden? Now, on the line is a Scouse cod. It's Stee the cod. Good afternoon, Stee the cod.
Good afternoon, how's it going?
Yeah, all right, thanks, yeah. So, now, you're a spokescod for cod, and it's good of you to take your time out of what is, I know, a busy media day for you to talk to us. And you are one of the cod that's been fitted with a voice box to allow you to communicate with humans. How was that operation?
It was all right. It was mostly painless, little bit of itching, but overall okay.
All right, good. And how has it affected the gills in any way? I mean, is it, how does a voice box fit into a cod's throat?
They give me a cream. I've got a cream on, it's fine.
Yeah, all right. So, would you mate with a Cornish cod?
I don't know if I would, I can't really understand what they're saying when they're talking to me. So, basically, if they give you the eyes, it's all right. But if they don't, you don't know what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, this is what the scientists are saying, isn't it? That, these regional dialects of fish are stopping you mating. And I mean, what's the answer to this? Because we don't want you to die out as a species. So and cod should be protected, and we need cod because we need to smash it to bits and cover it in batter and then eat it. And I wonder what's the best way to get a fish mate. I mean, is there an app like humans can use? Do you have anything like a fish Tinder?
Yeah, I think people can't get a bad rap, but we're quite technologically active. We've all got iPhones, and we do a bit of that. But it's when you meet up, that's the hard bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've read someone's profile, you've seen the girls, you're like, I want a bit of that, and you can't understand each other when you meet up.
I see. So are you? I mean, like human Tinder, is fish Tinder sort of? So you're swiping right with a fin. I say fish Tinder. That's not to be confused with fish finger. That's a second date on fish Tinder. But do you swipe right with a fin, and then you go, well, I like the look of the. I mean, what do you go for first as a Scouse cod? in a mate? What do you, is it looks or personality in another cod?
I love a good dorsal fin, me.
Yeah.
I think everyone's got their own thing, but just, good dorsal fin does it for me, definitely. All that's right. Where I start, anyway.
Yeah, and how, a Scouse cod, proud cod?
I think so, yeah, you know, we've got a proud tradition of being cod.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And the government is saying, what you make of this, just get your take on it. You've probably, I don't know whether you've had access to television or the news, but the Tory government have said, and this is at a conference, their conference in Birmingham, that foreign fish will now have to register and be put on a list if they want to use British rivers. I wonder what you make of that.
Well, you know, I think they're coming over here using our rivers.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's only fair they should be tracked. You know what I mean? I think that's fair.
You do. I mean, are they taking? What do cod eat? What do you eat as a cod?
Or the fish,
right?
Crabs, that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's around, really. Sometimes eat, you know, bits of number plate, bits of plastic.
Yeah.
Whatever's available.
Yeah. Do you? And you object then? So foreign fish, if they come swimming into your river. You know, you object. It's foreign fish coming
object.
Over here taking your food, isn't it?
No,
I don't object. Oh, right, good. Want, good.
You know, we just kind of, you know, share and share alike.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
British rivers should be the most diverse rivers.
Exactly.
Yeah, multicultural rivers, fish from all swims of life.
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. Final question. Jamie Oliver's in the news, of course, because he's invented a paella that's hateful. And I wonder what you make of that, you know, whether or not what you make of your kind going into paella.
Well, you know, we've only got a short life. So at the end of it, as long as we get a good innings, we got on a couple of dates and that, you know, meet with a few hot cod on the way, then if someone wants to throw us in a paella at the end, no problem.
Excellent stuff. Liz, thanks very much for talking to you and taking time out of your river today. That's Steve the Cod, who is a Scouse, a cod with a Scouse accent, talking to us there about today's big story, which is that cod apparently have regional accents and Cornish cod won't mate with Liverpool cod, and he's a spokes cod for cod. In the next half an hour, Lonely Lunch Club. If you are a lonely what lunch, then why not get in touch and we can attempt to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You'll be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There are gift prizes available. We will tell you just gifts available. We shall tell you what they are as we go along. Plus Headline Hijack on the way, of course, in the next half an hour. But with the news, can't wait, is Victoria. It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
An undercover journalist known as the Fake Sheikh is facing a jail term for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of pop star Tulisa. Mazur Mahmood and his driver Alan Smith have both been found guilty of conspiring to pervert the course of justice in relation to her collapsed drugs trial. The Prime Minister says her government will be driven by the interests of ordinary working class people. Theresa May has told the Conservative Party conference the rich and powerful must be fair when it comes to paying taxes and looking after workers. And she made a thinly veiled attack on former BHS owner Sir Philip Green.
A director who takes out massive dividends while knowing that the company pension is about to go bust. I'm putting you on warning. This can't go on anymore. A change has got to come, and this party is going to make it.
Nigel Farage says he's temporarily back in charge of UKIP after leader Diane James quit just 18 days into the role. But he's been ruled out taking on what he's called a rotten job on a permanent basis. A court's heard jewellery worth around £1 million was stolen during a break-in at Simon Cowell's mansion while he was asleep with his family. 32-year-old Darren February has appeared before magistrates charged with burglary. He's due in court again next month. Three babies have been born on an Italian Coast Guard ship that rescued thousands of migrants in the Mediterranean. Over the course of 2 days and 72 missions, officials have helped more than 10,000 people. And the UK's only female panda won't have any cubs this year. Keepers at Edinburgh Zoo say they don't believe Tian Tian's pregnant after being artificially inseminated in May. The weather fine and dry.
Yeah, wait a minute. You see, Now, you know how you have to do animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days?
Yes.
Yes. Now, yesterday was animal news, and this is to fill the time up because your bulletins are shorter.
Yes.
Right? Yesterday was animal news, today's vegetable news,
yeah.
But you're cramming animal news into the actual news.
Because it's actual news.
Yeah, but you could save it for animal news.
No, but I want to do it on the day that it happened.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to find more animal news for animal news, don't you worry.
Oh, I expect you are. I expect you've got a stash of animal news. Just waiting to go.
That's not true.
You've got vegetable news to do today, though.
Yeah.
It's animal news yesterday, vegetable news today. So we look forward to that in an hour's time.
I do.
To make up the minutes that you don't do anymore but still get paid the same money.
Yep.
I've got the weather.
Yeah. Fine and dry across most of the country. Breezy again, but slightly cooler than yesterday. Highs of 16 degrees.
There you go. That's Victoria. Back in an hour. With vegetable news. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Ho.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You have delusions of adequacy. You're about as much use as a cat flap on a submarine. It's back. The Apprentice. It's going to be fantastic. And we are joined exclusively by Karen Brady on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. You're hired.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Although not about that. Right, in the next half an hour then, Lonely Lunch Club, as I say. Later on the programme, your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because, you know, we're not racist. Now, some of your reactions have been coming in to today's big story. We heard there from a spokescod for COD talking about this story that scientists say cod aren't mating with other cod due to not understanding each other due to regional accents, which is all to do with bioacoustic sounds made by a cod's swim bladder. What's coming in, Cornelia?
Lots coming in. John, it's only the accents that put me off making love to cod. That's coming from a human pervert.
Yeah.
And John, yesterday I saw a cod and I'm pretty sure it had a Glasgow accent. The reason is it was absolutely battered.
Because
it's drunk.
Yes. If you've got a reaction, do get it. 287222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Drunk like a fish. Yeah.
And Carla's just coming with a bit of a late reaction, saying there's a time and a place, and this isn't it, because we're talking about cod. Okay, my friend, here's what's going to happen now. At 2 o'clock, that time, fans, is in 25 minutes time. There will be the news, and it will, as you'd expect, come out of Victoria's mouth. But within the news at 2 o'clock, every single day, we put a news lie. The reason we do that is simple. It's because the data indicates that a lot of people eat lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock of a day. They tend to refer to this as lunchtime. As a result, maybe people aren't listening to this. They've just popped out to Pret to get an overpriced soup. But they get back at 2 o'clock. That is also what the data indicates. Switch the radio on. First thing they hear, of course, is the news at 2 o'clock, because it's at 2 o'clock. They believe the news, for it is the news. But at 2 o'clock, there's a made-up lie in there. And we'd like you to supply it, please. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth with your headline hijack. A made-up news story. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open for it. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This has come in. Jeremy Hunt. This is from Michael, who says, Jeremy Hunt has been criticised for his plans to train up more British doctors. As part of these plans include awarding himself an honorary medical doctorate. When asked on this matter specifically, Mr. Hunt said that he believes he's spoken to many doctors by now, but he reckons he could...
Yes. Have you been getting reading lessons from Victoria and her news?
I just didn't want to swear.
Has he put a swear? Has Michael put a swear in it?
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to say the words Jeremy Hunt really carefully?
Yeah, it's both. It's really not easy. Mr. Hunt said he believes that he's spoken to so many doctors by now that he reckons he could do the job with his eyes closed.
Good.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes. Do you want to play Jeremy Hunt Roulette, in which you have to say the words Jeremy Hunt all the time?
No, I don't.
Jeremy Hunt takes a punt.
The Jeremy Hunt rhyming game.
Yeah. Do you want to play that?
It's tempting, but let's not.
Jeremy Hunt got a shunt in his punt. Say that 10 times.
No.
It's Jeremy Hunt broadcasting roulette. Yes, let's not. Good, let's see what else is coming in. A report has shown that after the past 10 years, over 300 unexploded bombs from World War II have been discovered in the UK. And this is leading to calls for the UK to officially declare a state of war against Germany again. This has come in from Liam. If you head to the Talk Radio website, you can hear a clip of Julia Hartley Brewer explaining why she believes we should restart the Second World War. It's on there.
Whose side would she be on, though?
It's just difficult to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, go on.
Who's it from?
It's from Janie.
Hello,
Janie. Says, following a meeting of its leadership board this morning, UKIP have announced that they will not be finding a permanent replacement leader for Diane James. Instead, they are going to have a number of guest leaders, just like on Have I Got News For You. Martin Clunes, Joe Brand and Alexander Armstrong are all being suggested as possible names.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a made-up news story, do bring it to us via this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with Jeremy Hunt.
And next, we will meet somebody who is lunching alone. It's the Lonely Lunch Club, only on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hiya, Lou. Jump in.
Oh, nice ride, Becky. Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price?
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Wick's 50% off kitchen unit sale is now on. Plus, until the 11th of October, there's an extra 15% off everything in our kitchen ranges on top of existing offers, including all our ready-to-fit kitchens, appliances, worktops, sinks and taps. 50% off sale ends 22nd of November. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M6 in Cheshire, south between 19th and Oxford and 18th and Middlewich. Two lanes are out in the roadworks area because of an accident. No change for Staffordshire's westbound A50 at Blythe Bridge. It's still closed for the recovery of a trailer which is overturned near the A521 with severe delays on the A50 and surrounding routes because of that. Suffolk's A12 London Road through Blytheborough is still closed near Angel Lane after an accident involving a motorbike. And Berkshire's A30 London Road through Sunningdale closed at Devonish Road for accident investigation work. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Audi approved used event includes deposit contributions from £1,000 to £2,000 and 10.9% APR representative on selected models plus two consecutive services. But it's only on for a limited time. Drop everything. Head to the Audi approved used event from the 7th to the 31st of October at your local Audi centre. Audi, Vorsprong der Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating centres. For approved Audis aged 3 to 18 months, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's quarter to a time, and I am what that bit of production just said, and I've been going through the news again today. Yeah. I know. And it's quite complicated, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius. I know you can't. Bless you. Come on, Tibber. Come here. I know you can't. Come here. Poor little confused lad, aren't you? Come on, come over here. Sit on me. Come on. Come here. Come here for a couple. Come on. There.
Stop falling off. Oh, no. Your knees aren't big enough. Yeah, I think you should sit on mine. It'll
I'm not sitting on you. You feel better now?
No. Have you got something in your pocket?
Just help me. Just help me get it.
I can't get my head around
it. The news is quite complicated, which is why we explain it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's not 1970s Radio 1. It's the news in haikus.
Diane James resigns, triggering new series of Britain's Got Racists.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Righty-ho then, here we are. Banging on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Regular listeners will know that those doors are made of mouldering pita bread, ever rotting into the void. But we kick those doors open every weekday at this time and invite somebody to be inducted within. It's a Lonely Lunch Club. Do you want to be a member of Lonely Lunch Club? Probably not. You're probably thinking, no, why would I want to do that? Well, I'll tell you why. For a start, we'll make your lunchtime fewer lonely by indulging with you in idle chit and also chat about this and also that. We are masters of awkward small talk. Just as if you're at work or something and you'd popped to the toilet and there's only one cubicle, isn't there? And it's annoying because it's a unisex, really, and there's someone in there already and you're standing outside waiting and then someone else comes to go to the toilet and then you don't know them very well, but now you're in a social situation, you've got to deal with it. A little bit of a chat. And it's awkward, but it does pass the time. That's the idea. That's what Lonely Lunch Club is. But also, prizes. Not prizes.
Gifts.
We can't call them prizes.
It's not a competition.
Because it's not a competition. So we call them gifts. You will be rewarded with some gifts. Details of which coming up soon when we've met today's lonely luncher. On the telephone is that person. Hello on the telephone. Who's that on the telephone?
Hi, John. Hi, team. It's Martin from Sudbury in Suffolk.
Hi. Martin, you answered. You see, Martin, you broke the rules of radio banter there, Martin, because...
No, go on.
Well, normally what it goes, hello, who's that? You go, Martin. And I go, hello, Martin. How are you, Martin? And then I say, where are you from, Martin? But the problem is you've
gone down the take me out route.
Yeah.
Where you go, my name's Martin, and I'm from Sudbury.
Yeah. So
it doesn't work.
So let's try it again, Martin. Let's pick it up again. We'll just start again. So here we go. Hang on. On the line is today's lonely luncher. He's called Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah, just in the man cave, chilling out, having a liquid lunch of coffee.
Oh, good. And here it comes. Where are you from, Martin?
I'm from Sudbury in Suffolk.
Oh, lovely Sudbury in Suffolk.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, Sudbury in Suffolk, that's lovely, yeah. Lovely Sudbury. See how it works, Martin, now, right?
I think I do.
Yeah, because it's got a rhythm, hasn't it? You know, it's how the radio works. It's in the manual of how to do the radio, and you have to just go with it like that. So that's it's just a bit sort of
specific warning. Don't do the take me out method.
Yeah, that's the just to bring you up to speed. Anyway, let's carry on. So, Martin, it's great to have you on. The other thing I do is I feign an interest in you and your life.
Okay,
that's an important radio thing. You know, when people ring up radio stations for a reason, and the presenter pretends that they're interested. That's what we have to do as well. That's like on the course.
I'll probably do some background laughter as well at points.
If you could,
chip in with your comments.
If you could do it slightly,
really, I'm not listening.
No, slightly off mic.
Yeah.
So it sounds a little bit sort of like the like the radio. Well, let's have a practice. I'll tell you what, Martin, because it's good. I mean, really, we know sort of what we're doing here on the radio, but it's good to have a practice every now and again, isn't it? We find. So Martin, if you could just say something mildly amusing. I mean, it doesn't really have to be amusing. Just something quirky. You know, I mean, your liquid lunch thing was quite good. So go stick with that. So tell us you're having a liquid lunch of coffee again. Let's try it. Here we go.
Yeah, just having a liquid lunch coffee, just chilling out before I start work.
Chance would be a fine thing.
See how it works, Martin.
I know what you mean.
You're getting the hang of it now. Yeah. Right. Good. All right. Well, press on. So, what do you do, Martin?
I work part-time in a supermarket, and I work for a media services logistics company as well.
That's an interesting ends of the spectrum, isn't it?
It's diverse, and I play a bit of drums, do a bit of session drumming in the meantime.
Yeah.
As and when I get some free time, if I ever do.
We are very much for diversity, I can tell you that. So you do right across the board, yes. So you do drumming and supermarket and media... Whatever it was, do they are they natural bedfellows? How does that you know, how do they link up?
Well, you just kind of you do what you have to do these days, don't you? You know, and you know, you want to make a bit of money,
of course you
want to have fun, you want to do, you know, a few things. You got to have a finger in each pie.
Well, that's not allowed anymore either. certainly in the workplace. Do you drum often? I mean, are you in a band? What's the drumming angle?
No, I'm not in a band at the moment. When people need us, they can contact me via my SoundCloud page.
Oh, yeah.
I could plug that, I suppose.
Why not? Martin, we're here to help.
Yes, Butch Drummer on SoundCloud. Butch-Drummer. It's the one with me on it. I'm wearing a bandana. And there's another picture of me and Huey Morgan on there as well.
Huey Morgan off of Fun Loving Criminals.
Indeed, the one and only.
Yeah. Do you hang out with Huey Morgan? Is that does he shop in your supermarket?
No, he's in Frome. I'm in Sudbury, so it's a bit difficult.
Well, you know, it's a lovely place, as we know. So you know, you might want to pop down there. I don't know. He's for his Scooby snacks,
which is now in the dictionary.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, apparently it's been added to the dictionary this year.
Well, this is interesting, Martin. Yeah. Now we're all learning, aren't we? This is good. Do you? So you hang out with Hugh Morgan, that's good. You do the drumming. When you say Butch Drummer...
My surname's Butcher, and I'm of a Butch disposition as well, so...
Well, that's... what
that, stuck.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely fine. So is that your sort of workplace nickname as well, is it?
Yeah, kind of. People who know me call me that, but professional people call me Martin.
Right, I'll stick to Martin. I think it's a little more formal, isn't it? And in terms of the supermarket, what's your role there?
I look after the entertainments, like your DVDs, your CDs, your books, which we haven't had your one in yet.
Why?
I know.
Must be a good supermarket.
Never came.
Again, back on the radio thing, the thinks is amusing sidekick there just tries to interject with something slightly detrimental to the host's oeuvre there. So let's do that again, because people might miss the skill with which you interjected there. So Martin, you do the bit about the book again.
Okay, yeah, we haven't had your one in yet, though. I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, it's probably because it's quite a reputable supermarket.
We'll do the sound effects, Martin. Come on.
Yeah, I thought I'd save you a bit of time, you know.
Yes, yes. know your place, Martin. can you order my book in, Martin? Are you allowed to do that?
No, we're kind of dictated to as to what we have in, but it's been in the Amazon basket for a long time now, and then you release this paperback one, it's just scrambled my mind. I'm like, well, which one do I go for, you know?
Well, the paperback's now available. I mean, I'd go for the paperback. The paperback came out like 3 or 4 weeks ago, so I'd go for that. You know, that's, okay. It's probably cheaper than the hardback other version as well, so...
But hardcover, though, you can't beat a hardcover book. They last so long.
Yeah, well,
it's not really a hardcover, though, is it?
No, it's weird. The hardcover comes out, but these days, it's not even hardcover. They're just called trade paperbacks, and they're bigger than the paperback, but the cover's still papery. It's a very complicated world, Martin, publishing.
Can Con get his head around it?
I can't get my head around it, yeah.
Mind blowing stuff. Have you thought of doing another soapbox race? I reckon you guys will do really well.
This is a niche reference.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
Before your time, Cornelius. Do you want to explain this, Martin?
Yeah.
Do you want to take it? Take this, Martin.
Couple of years ago, John and one of his team, many teams he's worked with over the years, did a soapbox race for the Red Bull.
That's right, Red Bull soapbox race. Yeah.
Video killed the radio car.
That's exactly right, Martin. Yes, that's what we called it.
I was kind of saying, you know, it ended up as a decent coffee table or something, or, you know, did you keep it? And I think you said it was in a skip somewhere.
Well, yeah, what happened was we entered, in all good faith, the Red Bull soapbox race, right, as part of the XFM breakfast show when I was back doing that. And it was, it's televised, it's goes around the world, it was the London leg of it, it was at Alexandra Palace down the big hill, and we had a soapbox XFM radio car built, and me and my then amusing sidekick, he was funnier than you, Matt Dyson, drove it down the hill. We got about as far as the first obstacle, and the axle snapped, and we just ground to a halt while 10,000 people booed us and pointed at us. And yes, it was on the television. Great. So, highlight, you know, just one of my many highlights of my life. Literally been all downhill since then. Thanks for dredging it up, Martin.
No, that's right. Anytime.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Martin, you might know that you are now, you are inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, but you might know, if you're a regular listener, that you get to receive a potential gift prize. For being inducted. I'm going to run through the list now with my glamorous assistant.
Hello.
And you can choose from one of these glittering prizes. Here we go. First off,
a Talk Radio mug.
Yes, Talk Radio, the home of Johnny Gould, brings you a mug, the home of tea.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
On a day where I was described by the Mail on Sunday columnist John Holmes as...
him.
On haiku fire today.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport, the home of Alan Brazil, brings you a mug, the home of Strongbow mixed with coffee.
Don't think I want to play the next one because it's in his Amazon basket, but...
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Yes, the Mail on Sunday columnist.
I'm not a Mail on Sunday...
Well, why did...
All that happened was they doorstepped... They were going to write a thing, and I tried to write a level-headed piece of... rhetoric about what had happened, and then the bloody Guardian called me a racist or something, and now it's all gone to pot. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, the book is about John talking about growing up and his struggle losing out on a place in an art college to a Jewish person.
Unbelievable. It's not about that.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, TalkSport 2, the home of only Ray Stubbs, brings you a mug, the home of leftover dregs of Alan Brazil's Strongbow mixed with coffee.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former guest from Colin Murray's show at TalkSport just before he left to join a far more popular station.
I'm not sure that it actually is. Yeah. We found his calendars in a skip because they'd thrown them out. And then... Well, this happened.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Yes, due to a typo in an email when asking for our own calendars, we now have 20 very cheap, probably made using child labour, colanders.
Your choice, Martin. What from that fabulous glittering array would you choose as a prize that will be sent to you via the medium of Jiffy Bag?
And that's signed by any author. Your book.
The book can be signed by any author or of your choosing, but with my handwriting.
So when you're thinking of great authors, you know, your Castros, your Prices.
Yeah.
I think there's only one prize I'd really like, and that's for book, really.
Yeah. Who do you want it signed by?
Can I have it signed by the legend that is yourself, Mr. John Holmes?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Oh, right, that's fine.
Lovely.
Martin, of course you can, although I realise
I
have just lost a sale. Martin, could you buy the hardback as well?
I'd love to. I'll delete that one and then I'll buy that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be really honest, I need all the help I can get at the moment. So, Martin, thank you. Thank you so much, Martin. Good to talk to you. That is Martin there. Clearly a regular listener to a quite disturbing detailed degree. But anyway, if you want to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and come on the radio as part of the Lonely Lunch Club, then please do. Here's the email for you to email at. It is lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, headline hijack, very quickly. We must find out who has won today's headline hijack. This is a made-up news story which is going into the news, which is next. And it's there to confuse the people who don't hear this bit and just put the radio on. Hear the news, believe it, but it's a news lie. Who has got theirs in today?
It's Jamie.
It's Jamie. And where's Jamie from?
Exeter.
Exeter. Jamie in Exeter, congratulations. You are today's winner of Headline Hijack. Next, it's work experience punditry as Ellie is back, bringing her own unique blend of pop-up hipster crap that she's found to review. It's work experience punditry next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley, with Shawn Mendes, Connor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson, and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.co.uk and AXS.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
There's only one commercial vehicle, the one and only Ford Transit.
The one and only Transit Connect.
The one and only Transit Courier.
And the one and only Transit Custom.
In fact, there's lots of one and only Ford Transits.
Test drive the one for you and save £500 at the one and only Transit event from the 10th to the 17th of October at your local Ford dealer.
Job done.
Test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving off the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and registered by the 30th of November 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £19.99 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is as well, you know, at 2 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. She brings news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fake shake found guilty, TalkTalk fined for cyber attack, and chatty fish.
Talk Radio.
A journalist dubbed the fake shake is facing a prison term after being convicted of tampering with evidence against pop star Chalisa. His driver has also been convicted. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
An elaborate sting operation for The Sun on Sunday in 2013 resulted in Chalisa facing drugs charges. The star had allegedly spoken about cocaine with Mahmood's driver, Alan Smith. But after speaking with Mahmood, Smith altered his statement, removing comments that could have helped Chalisa. They both showed little reaction when the verdicts were delivered. They'll be sentenced later this month.
TalkTalk has been handed a record £400,000 fine for failing to prevent last year's cyber attack. attack. The hacker accessed the personal details of more than 150,000 of the telecom company's customers. Theresa May has claimed the Conservatives are the party of the workers. She promised her government would be a force for good. She also attacked Labour while addressing the Tories in a speech in Birmingham, calling them the new nasty party. Nigel Farage is promising to carry on as interim leader of UKIP. The party needs to elect a permanent successor following the resignation of Diane James after just 18 days. The songwriter behind some of Michael Jackson's hits has died from cancer. Rod Temple, who wrote Thriller and Rock With You, was 66. And scientists are investigating whether fish have regional accents along the British coastline. Research has already shown European cod have distinct dialects to their American cousins, but a study's found Cornish fish are moving north because of climate change and might not understand their Scouse counterparts. Marine biologist Professor Steve Simpson is behind the research.
The question is then, if they have at each spawning ground the specific song that convinces the females to spawn, they've got to be adapting, or they're mixing with fish that might not understand that signal.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Earlier, you played the noise of the speaking of the fish.
I did.
Can we? Have we got the speaking of the? I want to hear the talking. There it is. It's just like sitting next to the sports reader Moose in the office, that, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Well, that sounds like. That was cod, everybody. And now we will simultaneously translate the weather into cod for any cod that might be listening.
Fine and dry across most of the country. Breezy again, but slightly cooler than yesterday. Highs of 16 degrees.
So any cod can understand. We should get a similar thing for Cass and her accent, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Through the glass there. That was the cod who was saying, and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We understand the process of finding a new England manager won't be started by the FA until after the national side's final match of the year in November against Spain. Under 21 boss Gareth Southgate's in charge for that game and the three World Cup qualifiers beforehand. Meanwhile, England's newest squad member says he discovered he'd become an international player while in the pool at his local gym. Burnley's Michael Keane has been called up to replace the injured Glenn Johnson for the World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovenia. He's played under interim boss Gareth Southgate with the under-21s. Keane could feature alongside Chelsea's Gary Cahill.
This season has started really well, and to come into the frame and to learn off all the players that are going to be here will be great for his experience, so obviously welcome him into the squad. It's good. It's a great bunch of lads, and we're all striving to go in the right direction, in the same direction.
Finally, on to cricket. Bowler James Anderson will join up with England's Test cricketers before their tour of India, which begins next month. He's missing the two one-day matches in Bangladesh before that with a shoulder injury. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Scouting Association's announced they're going to introduce a new activity badge in cyber warfare. Scouts will be awarded the badge for skills such as coding, hacking, as well as trolling.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's okay. Were you yawning then?
Yes.
Cheers.
Yeah. And Ben, for the pre-recorded sport, you are listening. Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll help out here. So we just heard from Victoria's news there that, well, we know about Diane James leaving UKIP, of course, don't we? So let's try and help them out. We're a helpful show. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows.
You know, we'll help them out by suggesting some new leaders for you. We'll do it as a texter, I think.
Okay.
So if you've got a suggestion as to, because Nigel Farage says he's not going to do it full time, but he's going to come in the interim or something. So by all means, suggest new leaders for UKIP. A couple of people sent us them already. They've got what's this here? Oh, the UKIP leaders turns out don't really do very much at all. So it's the perfect job for your boss, Laurie. From your office, John, that you keep talking about to do. He's the group executive director, but no one really knows what he does or is for. So doesn't he get the job of the leader of UK? We'll put that to him. Thanks for sending that in, Jan. We'll put that to him. John, I don't know who should replace Diane James. This has come in from Nick. But I have a suggestion for what she could do now herself. She could become the new chair of the Child Abuse Inquiry. You know, and then leave that, like all of the other chairs of the Child Abuse Inquiry.
An England manager.
Yeah. So you could be all those things. They should just have a rotating job conveyor belt for the leaders of the child abuse inquiry to UKIP boss to manager of England. Just rotate it. A bit like you said, if I got news for you earlier, someone said that, didn't they? It was a sort of guest host of all of these things. So, you know, like Martin Clunes, obviously, and Alexander Armstrong. So, you know, that's good. That's not a bad idea. Mm. Anyway, suggestions, please, for the new UKIP leaders. We'll forward all of your suggestions on to UKIP. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
All right, good afternoon then. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock on Wednesday. I am John Holmes. Yes, hello, welcome. Welcome to new listeners after this week's debacle. Right, Cornelius, by the way, is Jamie Oliver, as you know, has invented a paella that everyone hates. So, we want to join in because Jamie Oliver's popular. So let's give it a go. We've got a recipe for paella for you this afternoon. Let's hear it.
Yes, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 1 teaspoon of hot smoked paprika, 300 grams of paella or risotto rice, 400 grams of canned chopped and tomatoes with garlic, 2 squeezes of washing up liquid, 2 mugs of rat urine, 3 sprays of WD-40, yeah. 8 pubes and some chorizo.
Chorizo.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for Work Experience Punditry. Joining us for it today, she's back. She's back with her pop-up reviews. It's Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi there.
I've gone to cheer up your Wednesday.
Yeah. To be honest, my week couldn't get a lot worse, so to be honest, Ellie.
We'll see.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, so Ellie does hipster nonsense. Regular listeners will know that we do work experience punditry. What it is work experience it's the plural, reviewing things. On the radio, people review things, don't they? Pundits, broadcasters, critics, that kind of thing. We're no different, but we use work experience people so we don't have to pay them. Thus road testing the next generation of those broadcasters. Ellie is queen of rounding up our hipster nonsense. Anything that pops up, Ellie's on it. Sounded wrong. Ellie, what have you got for us today?
So first up is the Create Your Break Kit Kat pop-up. So this actually is opening 2 days. So you can go down to Stratford.
This is London or upon Avon?
London.
All right.
So off to Stratford, London, and basically you can create your break, where basically visitors will get the opportunity to create unique flavours that will be made into bars before their very eyes.
So you could go down with any flavour idea.
I mean, I feel like there's probably a cap on the flavours that you can choose, but you're
just saying that. I mean, can you go down there with anything?
Do you think you could go down like with
Jamie Oliver's paella? Could you do that? That's not a euphemism. Could you do that? Could you go down there with Jamie Oliver's appalling paella? And that's not me saying that. That's, you know,
Spain.
Spain, basically. I've said it. It's not a paella. Or do you choose from what they've just got there?
I imagine you probably choose, but would you want a paella flavoured Kit Kat bar? Is that something you would want? Would you eat that?
Well, look, I'm not saying it's for me. What I'm saying is, once again, you've come here with a pop up thing, and I'm making it more hip than even the hippest of hipsters. So you've taken, you know, this happens a lot. You come in with ideas that you've heard about for restaurants, and I always go, no, what about that? And you always go, oh, yeah. So I'm saying, if a Kit Kat, if you make it any flavour you like, you know, going down there and just choosing from their, I'm going to say, not very wide-ranging or experimental flavours.
Well, you say that, but if the choice is overwhelming, you can have a Michelin star chef make you a chocolate bar, and one of his flavour combinations is chilli and mint. How does that sound?
Is that chilli and mint, or chilli and mint? Mint chili, from chilli?
No, chilli and
right
mint.
Yes.
In one bar.
What type of chilli?
It could be chilli and mint, I don't know.
What type of chilli, as in, like, flakes or con carne?
Flakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always good to be clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Okay, so...
What type of mint as well? Like, is it...
Chilean.
Like, soft... okay.
Royal. Well, no, you think about it, that's one of the very early hipster idea, wasn't it? Putting coins in Christmas pudding.
True. So you...
So that's due for a pop-up overhaul, isn't it? Christmas puddings.
Right.
But you can put whatever you like in there.
Like paella?
Some paella, yeah. But a Christmas pudding trick. So everyone goes, oh, it's a coin, don't they, at Christmas. You have your pudding and it's a coin. The only surprise is, what coin? You know, is it a 20p, is it a 50p, is it a pound?
A pound's not often really worth anything anymore, is it? So it's not really exciting.
You're absolutely right, it's pointless. So my idea's even better. So you can put anything into a Christmas pudding.
Right.
Like, such as another Christmas pudding. You see, you know, and you could go down the route. Also for Christmas, you know they do the bird, don't they? The gadducken.
Yes.
The goose and the duck and the chicken all stuffed inside each other. You could do that with puddings. So you could have what's your favourite pudding, Ellie?
Sticky toffee.
Right, so you get a Christmas pudding.
Right.
But in it is a sticky toffee pudding. What's your favourite pudding come in?
Spotted dick.
Right, so in the Christmas pudding, right, you've put some sticky toffee and a dick. So you've got a spotted dick, so you've got that, but that's in, you've put all that in the pudding, haven't you? And then it's a lovely surprise, isn't it?
Sounds like an excellent...
You see, you come in here with ideas and I always...
Sticky gadicken. That's what you could call it.
I don't think you could without fear of prosecution. So
there are other flavours that you can choose from.
Yes.
So there's actually sticky toffee popcorn. Right.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Almond and salted caramel brittle.
Yeah.
And salted caramel creme brulee with Madagascan vanilla seeds.
I bet they're all just the same. It's all just a bit of toffee in there.
It really is. I mean,
they're just repackaging toffee Kit Kats.
They look really pretty. They're very Instagrammable. I'd make the
joke. Is that how we're judging things now?
That's how I judge things.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Really? Are we now in a world where it's valueless unless it's Instagrammable?
If it's not on Instagram, did I do it? No.
I hate that notion. Why can't we just see things...
With our eyes.
With our eyes. What's wrong with it? I think other flavours... I think they're being too narrow there with their flavour. If you want a proper pop-up chocolate bar stand...
Right.
You should be able to take what you like there.
Bring anything down.
Yeah.
Your leftover dinner.
Any leftover dinner you like.
Washing.
Dirty washing is good. Yeah. Yeah. No. Any
flavour... Rhino.
Rhino
flavoured Kit Kat.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go for.
Oh, really?
But you could widen it out is all I'm suggesting.
Well, I think the other thing they've missed is, like, the IKEA pop-up. So this is a create your break pop-up, but all you're really doing is actually creating a chocolate bar. So I think they should have done some massive thing where, like, for an hour, they'll create your ideal break just in the middle of Stratford Shopping Centre.
Or you can, you know, go and have a limb snapped. Or ask for someone else that you don't like's limb to be snapped. I could think of a few. but you... I don't know, I'm just, you know, It's just a suggestion.
Sounds like a good one.
What have we got next?
So next up is actually the Mighty Boosh exhibition, which is opening. So the book club are basically creating a massive series of events from sort of now until after Christmas, all based around the Mighty Boosh.
Yes.
So one of them sounds really cool. Is an artist lock-in. So they're inviting artists and performers to come down for an entire day, and they'll write a script, they'll make their costumes, and then at 8 o'clock they'll perform it to anyone who wants to come and watch.
The Mighty Boosh will?
Well, as in, like, people can come down and do something inspired by the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, so it's like a Mighty Boosh tribute act?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it anything to do with Noel and Julian?
Well, I'm sure they'll involve. Like, one of the things that they've got going on is a massive exhibition with loads of like unseen photos and like props and things like that. So you can go down and have a look at that, and actually like illustrations by Noel.
Well, that's all right. I don't mind that.
That's all right.
See, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's not hateful. You
know.
No, I like them.
Not everything I
like Noel
I do is hateful.
Well, 90% of the ideas you bring in here are pretty hateful. But that one's all right. That's an exhibition. I don't mind an exhibition.
You could Instagram it.
No, that's where you've gone too far. But I don't mind that as a notion. So you go down there. So it's basically like
it's kind of like
display of things that they have for the program.
Yeah.
But then you can kind of interact with it.
Yeah, a little bit. And then you can go to the different events they'll do in addition to that. So they've got a Halloween party where they'll have loads of things like a bingo hall they're doing that's all like Mighty Boosh themed. And they're also really encouraging dress up from the show. So I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, well, it's not as bad as a lot of the things you bring in here.
Would you get involved with the creation of a like a Mighty Boosh episode? Not a real one, the tribute one.
Not unless I was being paid, no.
Oh.
Ridiculous. Good. All right, now look, we've got to take traffic and travel now, Ellie. It's going to pop up.
Yeah. In the middle of the second episode.
Yes. So where are we going next? Tease us with some hateful nonsense.
Well, I know that you usually hate every single dinner party idea that I bring in here.
Yes.
So this might be the most indulgent dinner party that I've brought in yet.
We'll talk about it next. It's Ellie. She's with us, semi-spoiling our afternoon with her work experience punditry of pop-up hipster nonsense. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hiya, Lou. Jump in.
Oh, nice ride, Becky. Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price.
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on self-assembly kitchens. Get £50 of Sainsbury's vouchers when you spend £500 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues for the A1 in Tyne Wear. This is south away from Seaton Burn towards an abnormal load which is broken down near the Great North Road junction. The congestion turning back towards the Seaton Burn roundabout. Cheshire's southbound M6 is still queuing from 21 at Walton to 18 at Middlewich after earlier problems in the roadworks. There's still long delays on the A50 in Staffordshire after westbound problems near Blyth Bridge. And in Oxfordshire, the southbound A34 at South Hinksey is closed at the Hinksey Hill interchange because of a jackknife lorry. You've been diverted via the slip roads. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Audi approved used event starts Friday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprungberg Technik.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You have delusions of adequacy. You're about as much use as a cat flap on a submarine. It's back. The Apprentice. It's going to be fantastic. And we are joined exclusively by Karen Brady on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. You're hired.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just gone a time, and we are midst work experience punditry here on Talk Radio. And we are joined by Ellie this afternoon. She's here. And talked about a pop-up Kit Kat bar where you take your own flavours. Well, no, you don't even get to take your own flavours. It's not even that good. They've just got some stuff on a table and you point at it. That's it. And it's all what you'd expect it to be. You could take down Jamie Oliver's disgusting paella and put that in a Kit Kat, maybe. Or an actual cat into a Kit Kat. Maybe the dirty kit of a soldier and a dead cat in a Kit Kat. Then, you know, that's hipster. What do we talk about after that?
Mighty Boosh.
The Mighty Boosh exhibition, which is fine. Yeah. Where are we going next? The world's most hateful pop-up dinner party idea?
Yeah, exactly. So it's one menu, but you get 100 courses and you do it in less than 24 hours. Fewer than 24 hours. So on Saturday, 8th of October, you have the chance to take place in this like record-breaking feast. So it's 16 hours that you'll be sat at a dinner table, 1,000 minutes, and you'll be served 100 courses, which I don't think I could do. I think I would lose the plot.
I'd give it a go.
You give it a go.
Well,
like, each course also comes with champagne. So not only are you eating food, but like, you literally start at 9 a.m. and you get your first part with a glass of champagne.
That means that's 100 glasses of champagne. That is an unmanageable amount.
You can also turn up and just do like 1.5 hours if you can't manage the whole thing. But
so if it starts at sort of breakfast time, does it go through... So they start you with breakfast and then what? You sort of just segue into...
Lunch.
A snack.
Yeah.
And thence into lunch.
No, you go breakfast and then you go brunch and then you go 11s and then you'd go lunch.
Yeah.
And then you go mid-afternoon snack.
Yeah.
And then tea.
Yeah.
Supper.
Yes. Vomit.
Tactically.
Yeah.
Evening tea.
Yeah.
And then...
Evening tea. Is that a thing?
Evening.
When my family are from Ireland, you have like dinner at midday.
Yes.
And then you have... like tea, yes. Sort of 5-6 o'clock, and then you have what's called the right tea.
The right
which is
tea,
a fry up at 9 o'clock.
A fry up
like 9
every
o'clock.
Night.
Every night, like pretty much.
That's amazing.
I had no idea Irish people were so sophisticated. That's brilliant.
So yeah, the right tea at 9 o'clock.
A breakfast fry up.
Yeah, like sausage.
You know
and
what?
Eggs
about every point at 9 o'clock in the evening, I get so hungry as well. So that just makes sense.
I suppose, yeah. But then what do you have for breakfast? Another fry up?
Yeah, cereal or a fry
lasagna.
Up.
Lasagna.
And then you'd have like a full dinner.
It's all mixed up.
We have like dinner, so like meat and potatoes at like 12. That's not a stereotype, that's literally what my nan eats. And then you'd have a tea, which is like cold meat and sandwiches. And then a fry up.
Oh, it's brilliant where you're from. So you've done training. You can have 100 courses.
How can we do this?
No problem. So what other information have you got about it? What do we know?
Well, basically, it's a challenge to try and eat every dish, and it's by, like, top chefs as well. So, well, I imagine, like, so, you know, basically, once you get past the sort of £15 for a meal mark, the more you pay, the less food you get. So I reckon that's why you're going to be able to do 100 courses, because if you keep going that way, by the time you get to the 100th course, it'll just be like a teaspoon of something.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like you're getting... It's not like a man versus food, is it?
No.
It's like, if it's Top Chef cooking, it's a smear of pee, isn't it?
Exactly.
There's a curry house that does a banquet night near my house, and it's 15 quid for 7 courses. You think, wow, that's so much food. One of those courses is... a poppadom.
Just
that's
one.
Not a course. Like, you can go, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm only just going to have one poppadom for lunch. That's not a thing, is
do
it?
Do they count, you know, you get the onions to put on a poppadom?
Yeah,
is each individual onion a course of that? So you just go, okay, first course, poppadom. Second course, a bit of onion.
Yeah.
Third course, a bit of onion.
Basically, banquet night at this is just one curry plus all the trimmings.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's rubbish.
You want to go to Ireland, mate?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they do it over there. So, when is this?
8th of October.
8th of October.
Yeah. So you can either go down for the marathon or sprint it and just do 1.5 hours. I don't know if you could like maybe come in for breakfast and do like an hour and a half, and then come back like 5 hours later.
Well, it's not much. I mean,
haven't really challenged yourself.
No, exactly. There are restaurants that do that. You know, the biggest thing on the menu, and if you can eat it, it's free or whatever.
Oh,
don't they? You
I hate
know
those.
Why do you hate those?
God, it just really annoys me because don't try it. Like, that's not an enjoyable meal, is it?
What, a challenge meal?
Yeah, that's not, because by the second half of that meal is is you don't want it.
Yeah, it's become torture.
Yeah, it's horrible. So it's just, you may as well just pay. And then no one ever finishes them.
They're always really expensive as well.
Yeah, exactly.
My friend, when I was at uni, my friend Big Pete accepted such a challenge at the local restaurant, which was called Fat Piggies. Right. It was in Canterbury. Mm. And he accepted the challenge. And I can't remember what he got, but it was, you know, like eight burgers in nine buns or something, and this and that. Vast quantities of food. And he left mushrooms and... Yeah, he did well, mm. but there was a row that broke out at the end of it because he said he didn't want to pay for it, but he left some mushrooms on the grounds that he was allergic to mushrooms. But really, I think he was beaten.
Yeah, I don't think I believe that.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either.
I was in a bar once where they were trialling one of these meals. It was at my uni. And they clearly got it wrong because everyone just clearly ate it and then they just gave out a load of free food. And the manager was like, yeah, I think we're going to have to make those bigger.
Will you be going, Ellie? Will you be going to stuff your Irish, well-practiced eating a lot face?
I'm tempted.
Are you?
Yeah. You get a glass of champagne with, like, the whole way through it.
They can't, again, it's like a thimble of champagne, that, isn't it? It's not going to be a...
would still get you drunk.
If you're getting a thimble of food,
yeah,
then a thimble of champagne will tide you over nicely.
All right. What have you got next?
So next up is Singing Seesaws, which is coming to Leicester Square Gardens. So it's part of this series called Pause and Play. So you know how basically everyone loves now in London. It's a big fad to take a time out and do something that like would normally be reserved for a child, like playing in a playground.
Are all these things in London? Does anything pop up outside London? Or is it just all the gits live here?
I think, like, mostly live here. Yeah. But while you were off, I actually toured us round the world of pop-ups, and you missed it.
Oh, while I was off?
Yeah. And you missed it, so...
Yeah, all right. So, singing seesaw...
Yeah, so basically, they're going to be seesaws you can get on, and they will emit chimes as they bounce, and the idea is that... And they'll also glow, so as it's coming into winter, we'll have these nice glowing seesaws, and it'll cheer everybody up, and you'll just hear this kind of nice... music coming from Leicester Square Gardens as people go up and down.
It won't be nice, will it? Because it would just be a series of random chimes.
Well, it'll either be nice or
clanging
like
away.
You've given a toddler a xylophone.
But trust me, that's not nice.
Right.
Yeah, my children have xylophones when they were young. And still, it is not good. It is not good.
I would definitely go down to it. I think it'd be good. It'd be nice. It's getting darker, so it's some nice light emitting.
It's not very pop-up, is it? It's just annoying.
It actually goes up and down. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they should do Leicester Square Garden. And let's not be London-centric. Round the country, right? Yep. A lovely pop-up. With your little playground theme in mind, it's just you can go. What you can do is you go down to the playground, right?
Right.
And you sit on the swings and drink cider.
Right.
All around the country. And do you know what? That's been fashionable for years, hasn't it? I used to do it. Pop down the rec, sit on the swing with your mates, and drink out of a 2-litre bottle of Woodpecker that the aforementioned Big Pete had to go and buy for everyone because he looked the oldest. And that is a pop-up event. Imagine that. Leicester Square full of people, like in the old days, just sitting there, swinging, drinking cider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Make it a festival all over the country. People come together to visit their local parks.
Yeah. On one day. You know, and you sit there just trying to get off with someone and drink a load of cider out of a bag. There.
Have you bunked off work to do this like these old days?
No, but I'm thinking
about
it.
We do it after the show most days.
Just on the South Bank, there's a little play area. Cornelius and I are going to sit on the swing.
Try to get off with each other.
Try to get off with each other and drink cider. And I'll tell you, it is a pop-up of sorts. Ellie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I mean that insincerely. Ellie there with her roundup of hipster nonsense in the next... Let me have a look. Half an hour here on Talk Radio. There will be the Diversity Paper Review. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. The big debate at 3. And we will talk to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent from somewhere foreign about a foreign story in a foreign language before the afternoon is out. And you can win some chicken, beef or lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to register to play that, here's the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just after 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Undercover journalist Mazza Mahmood is facing jail after being found guilty of conspiring to pervert the course of justice over Tulisa's drug trial. The 53-year-old, along with his driver, tampered with evidence against the singer, who was accused of arranging for Mahmood to be sold cocaine. A judge threw out that case in 2014. Speaking at the time, the former X Factor judge said she wanted answers.
We don't know who the real criminals are and aren't, because just as he lied with me, how many other people has he lied with? How many other people have been behind bars, are still behind bars because of him, that don't deserve to be?
TalkTalk has been fined a record amount after hackers stole data from more than 150,000 customers. The communications firm has been given a £400,000 penalty following last October's cyber attack. Theresa May has closed a Conservative Party conference with a speech insisting the Tories can be a force for good. The Prime Minister is promising to deliver on behalf of working class families. Nigel Farage says he's temporarily back in charge of UKIP after leader Diane James quit just 18 days into the role. But he's ruled himself out of taking on the job again on a permanent basis. And the former boy band Bros are getting back together. Twin brothers Matt and Luke Goss, who were a hit in the 80s, say they're going to perform in London next August.
That's when they would be famous.
Sorry?
Well, their song, their first hit, I think, was called When Will I Be Famous?
Oh, did they do that song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Were you not a Brosette?
I might not have been alive.
When were you alive?
From 88 onwards.
You were alive.
Was it late 80s then?
Well, it was 88. Didn't you just say?
No, I said 80s.
Yeah, it's the later. You were alive.
I know that song. I just don't really know much about them.
I owe you nothing. Nothing at all.
Were you a fan?
No, my sister was.
Oh.
So that's how I remember. But hang on, it's not Bros. Who is it?
So it's Matt and Luke,
but
the
brothers.
But
that's not Bros.
But they have got a third guy, Craig Logan.
That's right.
I googled it after
he's a record
you were
producer.
Confused earlier. Yeah.
Everyone used to call him Ken.
I believe that he may be welcome to join in, but they haven't really included him.
Oh, and he was never the popular one.
Well, no, he was apparently the third wheel.
Well, he was the only musician, really, I think. I don't know what happened. Why have they reformed? Well, the obvious reason, yeah, but why now, do we know?
Maybe they just want money. I don't know.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I think they only had about four songs, so that's going to be quite a repetitive gig.
Or short.
Yeah. What were the songs? I Owe You Nothing. When Will I Be Famous? Cat Amongst the Pigeons. Thank you.
I can't fact check you right now. I have no idea.
Come on, Google Bros discography. Brosography. Just they used to, what their thing, what their gimmick was to put Grolsch bottle lids. You know, lots of
the
bottle
beer.
Of Grolsch.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you took that off the bottle and attached it to your shoe.
To make a noise when you tap.
That was their thing.
What do you want, John?
I want to know what songs they had apart from When Will I Be Famous, I Owe You Nothing, and Cat Amongst the Pigeons.
Did you do that to your shoe?
No, I didn't. My sister did that. Mm.
Drop the Boy.
Drop the Boy! Yes.
I Quit.
Well, yes.
Too Much.
Don't remember that. That can't have done very well.
Chocolate Box.
Racist.
Sister.
Sexist.
Madly in Love.
You can't say madly now.
Are You Mine?
Harassment. Yeah.
Try.
Rugby.
That's all their singles.
See, that's all. And the only one they know is I Owe You Nothing, Drop the Boy. I'd forgotten that one, but fair enough. Drop the Boy. When Will I Be Famous, the one about the pigeons. That's the only one. So if you go and see them, you get tickets, you just want to be down the front, just going, do the one about the pigeons! Do the one about the pigeons! At them.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I might. Right, it's...
I haven't done the weather.
Oh, God.
Fine and dry across most of the country, breezy again, but slightly cooler than yesterday. Highs of 16 degrees.
Yes, and when we come back in a moment after Chloe presses a thing, vegetable news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time...
Vegetable news.
For vegetable... I was just introducing... And now it's time
vegetable
for...
Vegetable news.
And now it's time for...
Vegetable news.
Oh, God.
After a survey found...
I've got to dip the music under you.
I just thought you would be lazy.
No. Wait a moment.
Well, when the entertainment bed gets played out, sometimes that's a bit loud, so I just have to fight it.
Right. Well, that's not my fault. I don't do that. I wasn't going to make you fight.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Fight. Like,
you know, Chloe will be riding your entertainment fader. It's not a euphemism. It's time for...
Vegetable news.
Yep. And now...
After a survey found 2 in 5 doctors and nurses eat no or just one piece of fruit or veg at work, a hospital is opening the first healthy shop of its kind in the country. The revitalised shop at Western General Hospital in Edinburgh only sells food and drink, which is good for you. The tourist board for the Thai island Phuket claims a vegetarian festival will boost its economy by more than 3 million baht, that's £76,000. More than 250,000 people come to visit during the celebration, which is on at the moment. And Sandy Toksvik has revealed that eating more vegetables helped her slim down from a size 22. The writer and new QI presenter says if she hadn't lost weight, she wouldn't have moved from radio to telly.
Well, I'll be honest, you see, I thought, when you do animal news, it's quirky, isn't it?
Yeah.
But vegetable news is boring.
I've been saying this for weeks.
No, but quirky vegetable news. A man who got a parsnip stuck up his bottom, something like that.
Well, I've Googled You've vegetables Googled that, and you? Stuff, and that didn't come up. I managed to bring in bottoms on mineral news, but...
Yes, well, that, yes.
That wasn't a requirement.
What was that? That was a man who put some gold up his...
Yeah, so he was a worker at the Canadian Royal Mint and he smuggled out gold by putting it in his rectum.
Yes.
But because we've passed the main season of giant vegetables, so all the fun vegetable stuff's gone.
It's harvest. Soon.
Soon.
See, there's going to be stuff there, you know. Harvest festival.
Well, I'm sorry, this isn't good enough.
You could go and make a report on the ground from a harvest festival.
It's quirky. Vegetable news. Anyway, thanks for vegetable news. The reason we're doing this, in case you're wondering, is because Victoria's news on the top of the hour is now a minute shorter than it used to be as of last week. And no one really knows why, so we have to make the time up somehow. So we went for animal, vegetable and mineral news on consecutive days because that covers everything.
But no one wanted vegetable or mineral. Everyone wanted animals.
Well, we'll continue the experiment for... Let's see what you can find tomorrow for mineral, and then we'll take a view.
I hate that one.
I know, but quirky.
Okay.
You know, it's all your and final is. And finally, a skateboarding duck has...
But you can do that with animals, because sometimes ducks skateboard. What interesting things do minerals do?
Well, there was that story about that man, I don't know if you remember it, putting gold up his bottom.
I mean, I do remember, I just said about it. But apart from him...
quirky.
Platinum on a pogo stick.
And in Surrey, some platinum has been spotted on a pogo stick.
I don't think that's ever happened.
No. Well, I'm just trying... Anyway, thanks, Victoria.
Vegetable news.
Yes, it was. coming next... There will be today's diversity paper review, and at some point we'll be going out on the streets to find out exactly what the people think. Our crack team of reporters has been outside to take the pulse of the nation. Team of reporters, so-called that, because they are on crack. And they've been out and put their microphones into strangers' faces just to ask them whether today do they think didgeridoos or compost. Find out on Talk Radio as we go along.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Q
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year roadside assistance and 1 year warranty on every vehicle. Cue the big sale at your local Network Q retailer between the 7th and 17th of October.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Wick's 50% off kitchen unit sale is now on. Plus, until the 11th of October, there's an extra 15% off everything in our kitchen ranges on top of existing offers, including all our ready-to-fit kitchens, appliances, worktops, sinks and taps. 50% off sale ends 22nd of November. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues for the A1 in Tyne and Wear. This is south away from Seaton Burn towards an abnormal load which is broken down near the Great North Road junction. The congestion turning back towards the Seaton Burn roundabout. Cheshire's southbound M6 is still queuing from 21 at Walton to 18 at Middlebridge after earlier problems in the roadworks. There's still long delays on the A50 in Staffordshire after westbound problems near Blythe Bridge. And in Oxfordshire, the southbound A34 at South Hinksey is closed at the Hinksey Hill interchange because of a jackknife lorry. You've been diverted via the slip roads. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Audi approved used event starts Friday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Or, as indeed the front of your DAB radio is apt to say, because the screen's not long enough to get the entire station slogan on, Talk Radio, we'll get you. Send us a photograph if yours does that. If your radio is threatening you right now, take a picture on your phone, send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, because that's, you know, free, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we are compiling a little gallery of your pictures of your threatening radios. And that's the gist of it. Now, coming very shortly, today's diversity paper review. And you will know, if you're a regular listener, that that is where a different diversity each day goes through the papers for us, thus making us the most diverse programme in British, I'm going to say the world, broadcasting. It's something we've been doing since March, ironically, given recent events involving me. But before that, one thing you learn from it all is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, and that's why we are here to help. Current events, the day's big stories, brought to you and explained and analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Hotel maid stalking. Andy Murray, but who is better at serving?
The news in haikus. This morning on the programme, on the breakfast programme, by the way, I can tell you that the guest on Paul Ross's full set breakfast, and by the way, however many months in? Where do we start? March?
Yeah.
So we're all those months in, and I still don't know what full set actually means in the word in the phrase full set breakfast with Paul Ross. I don't know what full set means. I don't know what Paul Ross
means. I googled it.
Yeah.
And all that comes up is Paul Ross's show, so it clearly means nothing.
Right. So but his guest this morning was it
I don't know.
What was it? Cuz in here it's quite weird. Cuz normally this studio it's never tidy or clean or anything, but today it's just got red handprints all over the walls, like someone's just marked all the walls with just red prints.
I know why that is. Alistair Campbell was in this morning.
Oh right, yeah.
The blood.
Oh, he's got blood on his hands. Yeah, from the war.
Thanks to everyone who tweeted him that.
Yeah.
After we asked you to yesterday.
That's quite funny.
Quite a few people. Harry on Twitter tweeted him, what's your questions for Alistair Campbell, who's got a book out? Was it difficult to write the book with blood on your hands?
So, you know, if you want to keep those questions coming to Alistair Campbell, then absolutely fine. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, the Diversity Pay-Per-View. Before that, though, speaking of which, sort of, there's the small matter of us helping out UKIP today. Not in the way you'd think. They've lost another leader, haven't they? They've lost someone. Diane James, who was leader of UKIP for a bit. And I think then she had to quit. She played one match, I think she had, and then had to quit because she was caught on tape explaining to journalists that she knew how to get round the rules for third-party racists. So she's had to go. Excuse me, but who's going to be the new leader of UKIP? Your suggestions, we're going to pass these along. We've had several come in already, of course. Cornelius, who have you got on the list there?
Andy says, I think...
Do you want to start with that again?
They'll be looking for someone hapless and clumsy. Yeah. So how about Basil Fawlty
as the leader of UKIP?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. John, why don't they consider hiring an EU national to do it? That would be cheaper, of course, and they haven't got that much longer to have that option even. John, three words as to who should lead UKIP. This has come in from the three words are Julia Hartley and Brewer. And that's a text that's come in from Julia Hartley Brewer. So, your suggestions, please, as to who should lead UKIP. We'll pass your helpful suggestions on.
Carla on Twitter says, new leader Barry Chuckle. They're all a bunch of crap comedians anyway. And then Alex Seawright on Twitter has just sent a picture, said, new UKIP leader. Just sent a picture of a sausage.
Right. Thanks. Do keep your suggestions coming in, as I say, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk on Twitter.
Start your message with your suggestion for who the new UKIP leader should be.
And now I think it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Works like this. Each day on this programme, we go through the papers, much like, you know, other programmes that are on the radio that go through the papers. That's how it works. But with the added twist that each day our papers are reviewed by a different diversity, and it has been done like this every single day since we came on air in March. Making us the most diverse programme on the air. So exciting that is, it would make Lenny Henry tentpole his premiere in duvet. That's how diverse this programme has been every day. Ironically, given recent events. Today, we welcome brand new reviewer. It's Alina. Hello, Alina.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good, thank you. And remind us of your diversity, please, if you would.
Well, I come from Russia. I live not far from the Kazakhstan border, near the Ural Mountains.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What an amazing part of the world that is.
Yeah, it's so good there, you know. You could do so many things, like go mountain skiing, and then the summit's so hot that you can swim in lakes.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's nice. So what the hell are you doing here? Why?
I have no idea. I'm really rethinking my life choices right now.
So when did you leave your beautiful home country?
6 years ago, I think.
6 years?
Yeah.
And did you go back often?
Like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sort of time it with the skiing and the lakes?
So yeah, you can just kind of that's how it works. Yeah. It's usually like it was summer holidays and then winter holidays. Yeah. So that was always coming up to either lakes or mountain skiing.
Yeah, I'm envious of that. I can only go back to Nuneaton in Warwickshire.
Mm.
And you can't do that there. Anyway, look, you're going through the papers for us. Thank you very much. Where are we starting?
Go on.
You do it.
How about giant Asian hornets?
Giant Asian hornets in the Daily Express. Yes, let's start there. What do we know?
So, to be honest, I've never even heard of this word hornets.
You've never heard of the word hornet?
Yeah, I had to Google that and translate it to Russian, which did not help me at all. That came up with some weird word, and I was like, I have no idea what that is. So
what is it? What is a hornet in Russian there?
It's called Shershni.
Shershni?
I have no idea what that is.
Wow.
It means hornet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
it's a wasp, isn't it? It's a big wasp.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah. Apparently, they're now building nests in Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
The size of pumpkin.
The nest the size of pumpkin, or is the hornet the size of a pumpkin?
I hope that would, the nest. That I would really be, hope
that
the
would
nest.
Be a worrying thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you good around? Do you have wasps in Russia? I don't know. How big are they?
Giant flying bears. That's what we've got.
That ruin picnics.
Well, I don't know. Well, the size of your wasp, sir. It's not like we're leaving a different planet. No, it's just a 6-hour flight.
Yeah, I know. But that's a long way for a wasp.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Well, these hornets, yeah, so they come over from, I presume they've come over from Giant Asia.
Giant Asia.
I'm guessing. And they've been found in Gloucestershire. And the problem is that they pose a threat to bees. They, like, hunt our bees, I think, these things.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah. And that's why they're trying to destroy their nests.
Yeah. And also, no one likes wasps and hornets. I mean, that's...
I would imagine not. No.
You can legitimately... Where was I? It goes Costa Rica, I think, and the most painful, one of the most painful stings, I think, comes from the it's the tarantula hawk wasp. That's what it's called, the tarantula wasp or something. And it's enormous. I mean, that's about as big as a bird. It's as big as a bird.
Yeah.
And one of these things, and they fly around, and if they sting you, that's one of the most painful stings, I think, from any creature. And one flew in, I was driving in a Jeep, and one of the things flew into the windscreen, and it was like a bird hitting the windscreen, but it was a wasp. It was a pretty wasp the size of that.
Imagine a flying bear.
Yeah,
that would be. Yeah.
I had no idea you guys had to put up with that.
We got a tweet in from Big Sam who says, not the worst sting, the Telegraph is just as bad.
Yeah, and I'll put the mail is as well. Right, so the giant horn, so this has been found in Gloucestershire. They're not harmful to humans any more than bees are, so they're not going to kill you. They just it just hurt as much as a bee sting.
Yeah.
Unless you're allergic to it, in which case, game over.
Yeah.
All right, that's the Express. Where should we go? Let's go to the Daily Star, the terror of clowns.
Yeah, so there's a group of jokers that dress up as clowns and scare children.
Yeah. That's clowns.
Yeah, it's just entertainers.
Basically, doing their job.
Yeah. That's clowns or Radio 1 DJs from the 1970s, which is something you're not going to understand. But it's fine. Clowns are scary. I don't know. Clowns in Russia? I know that you do.
Do they have? Yeah, Russian circus.
Giant Russian clowns.
They have clowns,
giant flying Russian clowns they have there.
That would be one scary.
The size of bears.
Are they scaring children?
From what I understand, they just hide behind the bushes and then just jump up. And then they also started chasing pedestrians down the road.
That's actually really funny.
There's probably going to be an outbreak on Halloween.
This has been going on for a while. Do you remember? Was it last year? There was like a sinister clown that kept popping up in Northampton.
Yeah,
and people kept seeing this clown.
He weren't jumping out at people. No. He was just standing there,
looking sinister.
Yeah.
But now there are jumping clowns. Yeah, as you rightly say,
just standing wasn't enough. So.
But they're no more harmful to humans than bees. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, the sting of a clown. If a clown stings you. Then as it jumps away, it rips its arse off like a bee. And then you have to...
It dies.
It dies.
Yeah.
A clown. So it's not, you know...
It's the only way to kill them.
And a clown won't want to... It doesn't want to sting you.
No. If you don't give kids ideas. Okay.
Yeah. If you disturb a nest of clowns, then you do have a problem. But the thing is, they're reluctant...
They're single.
But they're reluctant to sting you because their arses get torn out. So it's... Okay. So they're not going to... They're not like wasps in the sense they'll just do it willy and also nilly. Clowns are just like bees.
Safe now. Yeah,
It's.
Well, the thing we need clowns because they produce jelly.
Exactly.
That is true.
And without jelly, actually, what would happen?
There's
nothing.
No fun.
It'd be absolutely
in
fun,
life.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There'd be no wrestling.
There'd be ice cream.
There'd be no wrestling.
No.
Or ice cream. And what? So, do you want to live in a world where there's no jelly? When you it means you haven't got wrestling and ice cream? No, I don't think you do. So
no,
protect
not.
The clowns is the message. Absolutely. Because they are good for the...
Jelly.
let's go to the Times. And this involves Andy Murray.
That story is absolutely hilarious.
Go on.
So Andy Murray
yes.
woke up in a hotel and found a maid sitting... in his room, on his bed, stroking his arm.
Right. So, he should have put the do not disturb sign on the
did,
door.
He did, but apparently she ignored that and walked in and started stroking his arm.
Was it his tennis arm, as it were? Was it his tennis arm?
Elbow.
I guess so. I don't know. What do normal people... Stroke when they enter someone's hotel room.
Well, let's not dwell on that. I mean, I don't know what you do in Russia. I mean, do you have hotels in Russia? I don't know.
No hotels. No, oh. We stay outside with bears. And
sleeping clown jelly.
Yeah.
look at that, we're out of time. I wanted to talk more about that, but we can't. Alina, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Splendid.
I like
that just because of this now, you know what a hornet is and what the Russian word for hornet is.
That is true.
So,
very educational.
Know, it's all about learning. Alina, pleasure to see you. Thank you so much. That is Alina. She is our diversity paper reviewer today. Diversity paper review back tomorrow with a different diversity. After the news at 3 o'clock, of course, there's the big debate at 3. There's also your chance to win some meat this afternoon in a game of dead or alive. All you have to do from a list of things is tell me whether they are dead or alive. Your chance to win some chicken, some beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. All coming on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
ThisCarStillWorks.com, ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock, it's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life in prison for actress's partner. The fake shake is guilty and the PM attacks Labour.
Talk Radio.
The partner of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has been told he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars for her murder. Arthur Simpson Kent also killed their two sons last year. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is live from the Old Bailey.
We've lost him. We've lost him. We've lost Dibble. Dibble's line has dropped. I'm getting in my ear that Dibble is unavailable for comment.
Okay, we have got a backup. He sent us this report a couple of minutes ago.
Dibble.
Members of Cyan Blake's family and friends wept as the judge read his sentencing remarks. He described how Arthur Simpson Kent horrifically murdered Cyan and then went to kill Zachary and Arnon, who were asleep in their bedrooms. All the victims, he said, were particularly vulnerable, and there was no doubt this was an exceptional and rare case that warranted a whole life order.
In the last few minutes, Belgium prosecutors have said two police officers have been stabbed in an incident that could be terror-related. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. An undercover journalist nicknamed the Fake Sheikh has been convicted in connection with the collapsed drugs trial of the singer Tuliza. Mazur Mahmood and his driver were found guilty of tampering with evidence in the case. They'll be sentenced later this month. Theresa May has finished her first Conservative conference as Prime Minister by telling her party to reach out to the working class. She says the result of the EU referendum was a protest that the world works well for a few people, but not the majority. This is how she started her speech.
When we came to Birmingham this week, some big questions were hanging in the air. Do we have a plan for Brexit? We do. Are we ready for the effort it will take to see it through? We are. Can Boris Johnson stay on message for a full 4 days?
And regulator has fined TalkTalk a record amount after hackers stole data from more than 150,000 customers. The communications firm's been given a £400,000 penalty following the cyber attack last October.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and dry across most of the country. Breezy again, yep, but slightly cooler than yesterday with highs of 16 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
It's great.
Cheers.
We've got... Ben's got the sport.
Yeah.
Ben Fletcher. How's the sport? Today he's got the pre-recorded sport live from a man mowing the lawn, but while doing so, accidentally knocks the top off an active volcano.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. England defender John Stones says captain Wayne Rooney is still a key part of the national side. Rooney hasn't started for Manchester United in the last couple of Premier League games, with his position in the England side under constant scrutiny. Stones says Rooney's experience is more important now than ever.
Yeah, definitely. He has been over the years, and every player goes through the up and down patches, and Wayne's always fully focused when he comes here, and as you say, a key player, as is everyone in my eyes in the squad.
Meanwhile, we understand the FA won't get the process of finding a new England manager underway until after the friendly with Spain in November. Under 21 boss Gareth Southgate is in interim charge until then. Finally, on to cricket. Bowler James Anderson will join up with England's Test squad before their tour of India, which begins next month. He's missing the two one-day matches in Bangladesh before that with a shoulder injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
With the sport, they're live from where a man's mowing the lawn but has accidentally mowed the top of an active volcano. On Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
I don't know what about, but...
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Radio. Right, 3:05. Momentarily, the big debate in around half an hour. Your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. We've got lamb, chicken or beef to give away, or a box of organic veg. All to give away. We've also got news for you, by the way, in the next half an hour, of how one of our work experiences of last week managed to have sexual congress. thanks to our news in haikus. The details of that, this is a true story, this is a true story. Details of that coming up in the next half an hour. And we've also got a, just to keep up with Jamie Oliver, really, and his so-called appalling recipe for paella that Spain is complaining about. We also have an appalling recipe for paella. Here it is.
1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 1 teaspoon of hot smoked paprika, 300 grams of paella or risotto rice, 400 grams of canned chopped tomatoes with garlic, 2 squeezes of washing up liquid, 2 mugs of rat urine, 3 sprays of WD-40, 8 pubes and some chorizo.
Oh, God, some chorizo. Talk radio. I mean, that doesn't go in paella, does it? So, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, we know, has today been awarded to scientists who created nanomachines. Tiny, tiny little machines, 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. And when the Now Show comes back to Radio 4, that will make an excellent setup for a height-related joke that Hugh Dennis could introduce me... Oh. Anyway, it comes, of course, as Home Secretary Amber Rudd announces that foreign scientists working in chemistry must be listed by British ones. This, of course, means that Sir Fraser Stoddart, he's one of the 3 recipients of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, is from Edinburgh, and he must list, according to Amber Rudd, his colleagues, Professor Jean-Pierre Sauvage, he's French, and Professor Bernard Feringa, who is Netherlandish. In the future, then, Home Secretary Amber Rudd wants the Nobel Prize for Chemistry to go to British people, telling the Tory Party conference British Nobel Prizes for Chemistry for British Nobel Prize winning chemists. Critics have said that it simply suits her case to say such things because she's trying to divert attention from the fact that she's involved with 2 companies with offshore tax havens, and that the co-director of one of those was jailed for fraud. On the phone listening to that, and specifically me saying the word suits and case there, but then putting those words together to make the word suitcase, is Emmett. Good afternoon, Emmett.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in, Emmett. Now, you heard me say suits her case there, but you've taken that out of context and removed the word her to make suitcase, and you've called in because you object to suitcases. You say we don't need them anymore.
Yeah, suitcases are redundant at this point in time. Even if you want to go on a plane, if you're flying... you have to pay extra for them. You just walk on. You don't need your suitcases.
Right.
Bring the clothes in your back. That's what I say.
Yes. The problem with that is, and I think people listening will know that, is when you go away somewhere, maybe on a holiday or somewhere, people often like to take more than the clothes that they're simply wearing at the time. And I suppose a lot of people will now be saying, yeah, but where will we put them, Emmett? Where?
You can put them on your back. Like hobos years ago, long before suitcases, they used to have their bundles tied to a stick. We can go back to that.
So it's not so much the carrying round of let's broadly call it luggage or your belongings that you're objecting to. It's the actual notion of
an actual suitcase, because they're big rectangular kind of cubey things.
Yeah.
So they're completely cumbersome and annoying to carry around with you.
Okay.
Back to the bundle or wear the clothes that you have.
All right. Nice. It's an interesting point of view. Let me bring in, and by that I mean it isn't, but let me bring in line 2. I think it's Mac. Is that Mac? MacBooks. Hello, Mac.
All right, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, good to have you on. Now, you've been listening there to Emmett, and he says we simply don't need suitcases. Do we need them? We're in post-Brexit Britain, we've got rabbits and war. Why do we need suitcases? What do you think, Mac?
Well, eliminating suitcases poses a great danger on this nation. Look, as we know, throughout the years, whenever... cartels or gangs are doing trades with either illegal substances or firearms.
Yeah.
They put those products inside massive suitcases.
Right.
And similarly, the cash with which they pay for those products is also in a big fat suitcase.
Yeah, it's opened up, isn't it, to show the other side. They open the case to prove there's money in it.
Indeed, and then the crew gather around.
And look. And then they say things like, you don't need to count it, it's all there, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's unmarked, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
Well, however, this supplies a very useful tool to our police forces to identify the gangs, the products, and what their targets should be. Yeah. And without the suitcases, you'd simply have, you know, guns lying around, perhaps in a bin bag, just money, and it will be far harder for the police to identify these illegal products.
Am I right in thinking you are a policeman, Mac?
Yes, Detective Sergeant.
Right, Detective Sergeant Mac Brooks. I want to bring Emmett back in. Emmett, come back into this, because I want to see what you think of this, Emmett. Mac, the detective sergeant there, is in favour of suitcases for the reasons we've just heard. The government have said, this is at the Tory party conference, the government have said that we want 40,000 more suitcases by 2018, because there aren't enough suitcases to go around. 40,000 more by 2018. What do you make of that? Emmett.
It's far better spent on something more valuable. Like, again, even if they went for satchels, I would step back and go, a satchel would be useful.
You're accepting a satchel. Well, hang on, but think about what Detective... I mean, I'm not sorry to interrupt, but think about what Detective Sergeant Mac said there.
Thank you.
Mac, you're welcome. He said that criminals will open... You've seen it. They open a suitcase and they gather around the money and they go, you don't need to count it, there's enough there. It's not as easy to do with a satchel, though, is it, Emmett?
But if you got rid of suitcase in the first place, this wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have crime anymore because they wouldn't have anything to open in the first place. And even if they were to have crime, you'd be able to spot it a mile off because they'd be walking around with fists full of cocaine or money or whatever else.
The criminals...
Now,
you want to come back in, Detective Sergeant?
Emmett doesn't understand there is that these new suitcases that Theresa May has kindly promised us, they're all going to be fitted with tracers, beacons that will allow us to, locate them in a much easier way.
Yeah.
And also the materials that suitcases are made out of allow for such things to be put in. Now, if you give me a flimsy satchel, you try weaving in a beacon into the material of a satchel. You need the thick, hard leather, plastic, and the layers in order to fit in a beacon nice and discreetly. You can't do that with a satchel or plastic bag or whatever else you're thinking.
Well, I mean, other suggestions, and I know, Emmett, you'll agree with this, other suggestions, if we don't have suitcases, you know, is there enough diversity in the clothes carrying? Can't we bring in Tupperware or big cups? Emmett, where do you stand on you could take a Tupperware or a big cup onto a plane full of clothes?
Certainly, I would enjoy carrying a big cup full of T-shirts. It would, I imagine as well, getting on the air stewardesses would see me carrying my cup full of T-shirts and go, there's a guy who knows what he's about.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned stewardesses there, because a lot of reason that we have suitcases in the first place, as you know, is to give work to baggage handlers. Now, if we get rid of suitcases, right, what will the baggage handlers go through to steal your belongings, and what will they open on purpose to strew your luggage over a carousel?
Oh, well, the thing is, they wouldn't be able to, because there would be no suitcases. So they wouldn't be able to steal from you. You'd be able to see exactly what... They'd have to walk away with your actual belongings.
Come back in. This is a
win-win.
What year is it, Emmett? What year is it right now?
That's a good question, Emmett.
2016.
That's right. And I think you'll find that technology these days allows people to completely eliminate travel from their lives. We have things like, online communications, video call, video conferences. People no longer need to fly around the world and visit their families in other countries. In fact, you could stay right at home and be completely in touch with the entire world, and thus eliminating the need for any travel. And then the exclusive use of suitcases will be purely for criminals, and that will make it so much easier for us to make our country safe.
It is difficult, and I know the police do a difficult job, and we're not here to criticise. You do a difficult job under difficult circumstances, of course. know, you work very hard. I mean, police all over the world work very hard to shoot innocent people, don't they, in the back while they're running away, and especially in America. And it's a tricky subject. Look, the government have now said as well, and this is kind of not breaking news exactly, but it's happened today, people who bring in or use suitcases in a foreign place, foreign suitcases we'll call them, must now register them and write them on a list. This is Amber Rudd saying this afternoon. She said at the Tory party conference in Birmingham, and you know, of course, that has been in the news that none of the delegates travelling up from London or wherever from around the country have been allowed to take suitcases into the Tory party conference. They've got a ban on it. And she's saying that people, foreign suitcases must now be registered, and we must allow for more British suitcases. What do you make of that, Detective Sergeant?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
British suitcases for British people, I'm completely behind that, of course.
Yeah.
And foreign gangs, foreign criminals, should also be using our patented, registered British suitcases.
So you're calling for foreign criminals to be allowed to criminal, but only with British suitcases. That's what you're saying.
Yes, so we're currently sending suitcases, care of the Metropolitan Police, to various cartels and gangs in South America. Yeah. We're experimenting this, we're trialling it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a beta test, if you like.
Yes.
And so far, it's not been entirely successful. And I put that down to the bad press that suitcases have been given from people, scum, such as Emmett there.
Emmett, he's calling you scum. Do you want to come back on that?
Yeah, I... just going back on the point there about British suitcases...
For British criminals and foreign criminals.
Everyone knows Louis Vuitton would be very high in the suitcase market, and criminals are notoriously fashion savvy. So I can't imagine the humble British suitcase competing in the criminal market with such high end.
It's a good point, this, isn't it?
Yeah, we captured Louis. We're working on him and Dolce & Gabbana and various other designers. We've actually captured them. They're currently here in British police cells, and we are in the process of naturalising them.
Yeah.
And we pinned their eyes back, and we're showing them old footage of Churchill and Mosley and, various British landmark characters.
Yeah, But what are you doing? Are you pinning there? Are you making them watch this from inside a British suitcase, though? I mean, that's what I've heard. And I don't know whether you're in a position to officially confirm that, but you're locking foreign suitcase designers in British suitcases, pinning their eyes open, and forcing them to naturalise, forcing them to listen to speeches by British politicians. And I don't know whether that's, you know, locking foreign suitcase designers, dead or alive, in British suitcases is the right way to go about it. Are you confirming that?
Most of them have died now.
Yes, but inside your suitcases, because you've killed them.
Yeah. We realised early on that British suitcases are so well made.
Yeah.
They're actually completely airtight.
Because what else would you put a dead spy in? Now we've got to bring this debate to a close. We're slightly out of time. It's a contentious subject. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, Detective Sergeant Matt Wilkes, for us, please?
Thank you.
Well, welcome.
Zip.
And Emmett, sum up the debate in one word, please.
Baggage.
Thank you. If you've got a thought on whether or not we do need suitcases anymore, Emmett says we don't. We should simply travel without them. Detective Sergeant Matt Wilkes there locks foreign suitcase designers in British suitcases and tries to naturalise them even when they're dead. What do you think? 87222
is... Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd
like. Listening to Talk Radio, that's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
ThisCarStillWorks.com. ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tynham Wear, the southbound A10 heading away from Seaton Burn to the Great North Road junction is heavy. A lane's closed now for the recovery of a broken down abnormal load. Queued back towards the Seaton Burn roundabout. Cheshire's northbound M6 remains slow, 16 to 17, after an accident involving a couple of lorries. At Berkshire's A34 London Road through Sunningdale remains closed for accident investigation work. There was a crash in the early hours of this morning. It's closed near Devonish Road. And the M3 in Surrey, reduced visibility near the Bagshot area between junctions 2 to 3 because of a fire in a field just off the main carriageway. I'm Jarena Adams.
Chicken, chicken curry, chicken stir-fried, chicken Caesar salad, lemon chicken, Moroccan chicken, Cajun chicken, chicken and leek pie, beef and onion pie, beef burger, beef lasagna, spicy chili beef, beef burritos and beef.
Our chicken fillets and beef mince are 100% British. Buy any two for £6 at your local co-op. Stickered packs, participating stores, subject to availability and 18th of October.
Today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions have been coming in for the big debate. Suitcases, do we need suitcases? That's the question. In post-Brexit Britain, now that we've got rabbits and war, do we need them? Suitcases. What do you think? Let's have a see of what's coming on the reaction.
John, suitcases are entering the country by the plane load. If these suitcases were filled with Skittles, would you take a handful? That's coming from Donald. John, I was addicted to suitcases. It ruined my life. I went through a program of being weaned off using first briefcases, then civil cases, and now I'm on nutcases.
Yes, which are, from Russell, which of course is where you...
Thanks for sharing your story, Russell. It's heartbreaking.
If you've been affected by any of the issues you heard in that message from Russell, then do keep that to yourself. John, it's all very well saying no suitcases, but there are suitcases. How will we dispose of existing suitcases? And my proposal, it says here, is to put them all into one giant suitcase. So you have a great big suitcase, possibly the size of Wales, and that's not the country, that's the mammal. And then you put all of the suitcases into that, and then just shut that. That's an open and shut case then, about where to put all the suitcases. Has come in.
Just in case.
It's not that now. Any thoughts? Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, before we go to our. Before we go to where we're going next, I've looked at the news, Cornelius.
Oh.
And I've noticed.
Yeah.
That it's quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around. So glad you said that.
I know. Well, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry your little... I hesitate
head.
To... No, I was going to...
Beautiful head.
I was hesitating to call what you've got a face. But don't worry whatever it is you've got about it, because we're here to help you through the news, because we know it's complicated. And when you break the news down into its component parts, of course, what you end up with, or drilling down into it, is Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Fitbits may not improve health. When I ate one, it made me very ill.
The news in haikus, I mean, we play them every day, of course, and explain the news to you in that way. But you, I'll bet you didn't know just how sexy they are. I I mean, yes, poetry. Yes, the fair and fine nation of Japan. Bring them together, Japanese poetry, you get a haiku. On the phone now is someone who knows exactly how sexy a haiku can be. It's Lee on the phone. Hello, Lee.
Hello, John.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, bearing up.
Good.
Bearing up under the week. Yeah. So, now, Lee, you were with us last week. You were our work experience in this very building last week, of course, from Mansfield. You're at a university up in Manchester, Salford, that's right, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And you were with us for a week last week. I know that, and you were very good. You learned things, I guess. We taught you the ways of how to do very amateurish radio in the afternoons. But you learned something as well, didn't you, Lee?
Yes, I did.
You learned that haikus are sexy. Do tell us the story.
Well, it's sort of a modern-day love story with the John Holmes Show at the heart of it.
Very nice, yeah.
So there was a girl I was speaking to many years ago, and we just never properly hit it off.
Yeah.
And then probably about 3-4 months ago, we found each other on Tinder.
Oh.
And she just mentioned that she was writing loads of joke haikus. So I did the obvious thing of repeating several musing haikus to her.
Yes, and pretending that you wrote them, is that right?
Sort of a little bit. I'm not proud.
Yeah. And then what happened?
We had intercourse and and then went a separate ways. As I say, a modern day love story based around Tinder and haikus.
So, I mean, you know, there are work experiences the country over. We're doing work experience now in all sorts of jobs, all sorts of walks of life, right? And but I'm fairly sure that's the first time that a work experience, certainly in my experience, has achieved Congress via what is quite an unpopular feature on this programme. So, I'm proud of you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
In many ways. So as soon as you saw that she liked a haiku.
Yeah.
I mean, are her haikus any good? Did she read you some of hers?
Yeah, they weren't great. They were all based on, like, she just wrote lines down from, like, Geordie Shore or something and then made haikus around them.
Right, rather than starting from scratch with a complicated news story.
Exactly,
yeah.
Simplifying them.
Yeah, and was it the moment then that you said about the haikus that's what sort of perked her interest?
Well, it was very early on. The conversation was dying down, and then that was mentioned, and it all sparked up from there, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lee. I mean, so your work experience wasn't a waste of time, was it?
No.
No.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Good. Well, now we've got to do is, you know, pick some of the other features and then try and, try and get someone who... I don't know, likes low-budget radio shows giving away meat as prizes.
It could work.
Which technically we did with you, I suppose, in a sort of roundabout sort of way, didn't we? You know, if you could consider yourself a sort of prize.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
A gift,
yeah. Yeah, good, because, you know, we can't call them prizes unless you win something, which I suppose you did. Anyway, Lee, look, I just wanted to get you on the phone just to find out what you'd achieved during your time with us, and the answer to that is, of course, an orgasm. So, so well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. There, you see, true love. It's like when, you know, people have babies on shows and meet together on shows, and then the show becomes the catalog, like Blind Date or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the first blind date marriage. We've had the first...
Well, with Blind Date, Scylla would go to the wedding, wouldn't she, of, like, a blind date wedding.
Yeah.
It's a shame we weren't really invited to
what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been...
Yeah, the whole team, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just sort of there. Lee could have phoned up and, didn't even get to go for the evening session. Like you do with weddings.
How did it even happen?
Don't you know?
Do you not listen to the show?
We've had breaking news, in my defence.
How did it happen?
Right, the orgasm.
When a man and a woman have a special cuddle. Right.
Well, it doesn't have to be a man and a woman.
No, but it was in this case.
Oh, okay.
Obviously not, but it was in this case. And I'll explain the birds and the bees to you.
Thanks.
Good. Is it what we're doing now?
Just throw to the news.
Fine. It's 3:30 then. In the next half an hour, your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The partner of murdered ex-EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has been given a full life term in prison. Arthur Simpson Kent killed the 43-year-old and their two young sons at their home in southeast London last year. DCI Graham Gwynn read a statement for the family outside the Old Bailey.
Arthur stood in the dock with a smirk on his face and he shows no remorse for his actions. We live knowing how Cyan and the children would have been scared, terrified, before that monster slaughtered them in their own home, a place they should have felt safe and secure.
An undercover journalist known as the Fake Sheikh is facing a jail term for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of pop star Tiliza. Mazen Mahmoud and his driver Alan Smith have both been found guilty of conspiring to pervert the course of justice in relation to her collapsed drugs trial. The Prime Minister says her government will be driven by the interests of ordinary working class people. Theresa May has told the Conservative Party conference the rich and powerful must be fair when it comes to paying taxes and looking after workers. Nigel Farage says he's temporarily back in charge of UKIP after leader Diane James quit just 18 days into the role. But he's ruled out taking on what is called a rotten job on a permanent basis. And TalkTalk has been ordered to pay a record fine over the theft of 157,000 customers' details in a hacking attack last October. The data regulator has ordered the firm to pay £400,000. The weather dry and breezy overnight, lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudier than today, some sunshine, although there'll be a few showers in the east, highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
Work experience. Lee got laid thanks to what we call plagiarism.
Breaking news in haiku. Thanks, Victoria. Do you understand now how from my diagram that I drew, do you understand how...
You didn't draw a diagram.
Men and...
I want to see that diagram.
I'll show you. You know, I'll draw it now, in a minute.
Okay.
Right, okay, so...
Wow, that's more graphic than I thought it would be. Brilliant.
That's how it works. When two people...
Really?
Yeah, when two people have a
special... they look quite far apart.
Yes, well, that's for clarity.
Okay. I've never seen one of those drawn.
I know you haven't. You've never seen one of those.
No.
Is what you've never
that's
seen.
Actually a very good drawer. I've never seen one drawn up that close.
You've never seen one at all, and that's what they look like. Anyway.
Thanks.
Thank you, Victoria. Right, we need to talk about moose, don't we?
Mm.
So, regular listeners will know that moose is a... what is he, a man?
He's a sports reader.
He's a sportsman reader.
He's very popular on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
A few hundred thousand followers. He is on Alan Brazil's Breakfast
That's
Show.
That's right, yeah.
And he is also on Paul Ross's Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
And if you follow him on Twitter, you'll know that he likes a selfie with either sports person or celebrity.
That's right. He's very keen on the selfies and the autographed pictures, isn't he?
He loves the celebrity lifestyle.
Yeah, he does. And he's called Moose. And he's occasionally read the sport for us on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ian, his name is, but he is me. But anyway, he likes to, when a celebrity comes into either Talk Sport or Talk Radio, what he does, he likes to get them to sign a picture of themselves, doesn't he?
Yeah, weirdly, what he does is he prints off, so he'll look who's coming in the next day, yeah. And he has a photo printer at home, like a glossy one,
yeah.
And he'll print it off on his own printer.
The face of a celebrity.
Yeah, sort of a postcard-size sort of picture.
Yeah.
And cut them out and bring them in, yeah. And sort of line them up for all the celebrities to sign. And he goes, oh, don't personalise them.
No.
Just, I think he, I don't know.
Because I wonder what he does with them.
I don't know, maybe he's an autograph hunter?
Sells them on eBay.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I know loads of people that do this kind of thing. That's why you don't personalise them. So then he sells a sign, I'm guessing, because I know people do this, signed photograph of said celebrity, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Do people buy those, though?
Yes! Autograph hunters.
Hmm.
So, anyway, so you know. But the thing, what happened today is that... who came in this morning with Paul Ross?
As well as Alistair Campbell. It was Olympia Valance. Or Valance.
What is that?
Do you know Holly Valance from out of years ago?
Yes.
Her sister.
Right.
So
all the big names.
The girl from Neighbours, who was also a pop star.
Yeah, sister.
But not Madonna.
No.
They went for Holly Valance.
Madonna was in Neighbours.
No, Kylie, sorry.
Well done.
Not Kylie.
Yeah.
They've gone for Holly Valance's sister.
Yes.
That's who was on Paul Ross this morning.
Good booking. But but then Moose, you see, what he did, he brought out his little array of photographs and he lined them up on a table. And when the sister of Holly Valance Olympia, came out of the interview with Paul Ross on his Full Set Breakfast programme, Moose said to her, can you sign these pictures for me? Otherwise, why would he want three? See my point?
Mm.
Right? Not personalise them, just sign them. And, well, she looked at them, and it wasn't her, was it?
No, well... No. With her being Holly Valance's sister, it's very easy to confuse, sort of get the wrong photo.
He went online,
maybe.
He just talked to him for Lance, and that came up, and he thought, oh, that must be her, and he printed it off. And so, you know, she looked at them, and she said, well, that's not me.
Mm.
But the problem really was that it wasn't Holly Valance either, was it?
No, it was Nicola Roberts.
From Girls Aloud. suffice to say, she wasn't over the moon with it.
No.
Did she go with it and sign Nicola Roberts?
No, she went, that's not me. And then apparently he went very red and sort of just slowly took them down and went, sorry.
Brilliant. Anyway, just a little insight into the office here. In the next part of the programme, we will be giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. That's coming up. If you'd like to get involved with that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can become the proud owner, thanks to this programme's high-end budget, of a chicken. Or some beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Now, before we do that, however, there's the small matter of us going outside every day. We do, as well. We send our crack team of reporters out there, I'm pointing at the window, onto the streets to find out what the people think. They put microphones in strangers' faces, very much to take the pulse of the nation, to find out what they're thinking at that exact time. And we wanted to know today, did the people on the street, did they think didgeridoos or compost?
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
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 Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
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 Didgeridoos.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
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 Compost.
Didgeridoos.
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 Compost.
Or compost.
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 Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Compost.
Didgeridoos.
Didgeridoos.
And there you have it. That is what the people are thinking at the moment. They're thinking didgeridoos or compost. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think didgeridoos? or do you think compost? Do get in touch to let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word didgeridoos or compost.
We'll be back to play Dead or Alive for Meat next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, the southbound A10 heading away from Seaton Burn to the Great North Road Junction is heavy. A lane's closed now for the recovery of a broken down abnormal load. Queue to back towards the Seaton Burn roundabout. Cheshire's northbound M6 remains slow 16 to 17 after an accident involving a couple of lorries. At Berkshire's A34 London Road through Sunningdale remains closed for accident investigation work. There was a crash in the early hours of this morning. It's closed near Devonish Road. And the M3 in Surrey reduced visibility near the Bagshot area between junctions 2 to 3 because of a fire in a field just off the main carriageway. I'm Jarena Adams.
Chicken, chicken curry, chicken stir-fry, chicken Caesar salad, lemon chicken, Moroccan chicken, Cajun chicken, chicken and leek pie, beef and onion pie, beef burger, beef lasagna, spicy chili beef, beef burritos and beef.
Our chicken fillets and beef mince are 100% British. Buy any two for £6 at your local Co-op. Stickered packs, participating stores, subject to availability until 18th of October.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you're talking.
Right, it's just gone past the time, and that means that it's just coming up to a slightly different one. And yes, Dead or Alive coming. But after, well, let me think. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, stop bringing it up. I can't get my head around it.
Well, we are here to help you and everyone else who can't get their head around the news. Of course, we get lots of emails and tweets and texts telling us that you can't get your head around the news. I print all of those out, every single one of them, and I put them in a post bag. And every morning I go through that post bag and pull out texts that sound like this. Dear John, read the news. I can't get my head around it. And this one. John, read the news. I can't get my head around it. John, read the news. And so it goes on. But we're here to help, as you know, because this is where we break down the news into its component parts by bringing it to you in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
The pound slides as the footsie soars. You know what that means? Nope, me neither.
News in haikus. Oh, there's a weird noise coming out of that. Right, so it's time to play Dead or Alive. However, I've just now got to fix a thing, so talk amongst yourself, Cornelius.
So, hi, my name's Cornelius. I'm the assistant producer on the show.
Broken. Do you want a hand chatting?
Who's okay. That?
That's all right, it's working now. Fixed it. Fixed it, everyone. Fixed it. Fixed it. No, I haven't. Done it again. There's a loose cake.
I also work with Julia Hartley Brewer. I get in at 8 o'clock most mornings.
Oh. There we go. That's the equipment at Talk Radio there. It's time to play a game of Dead or Alive! When this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit that bit out. It's fine. Good insight into your CV, though, Cornelius. Thanks for that. Right, Dead or Alive. On the telephone to play a game of Dead or Alive is somebody called Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very excited. That theme tune has got me ramped up.
Ramped the hell up. Good. How high and what angle, what incline would you say your ramp is?
I'm ramping, I would say, about a 35-degree incline,
yep.
Currently about 200 feet.
That's very good. That's good ramping. Let's see if that's going to help you score enough points to win the prize meat of your choice, Ed, which is chicken, lamb, or beef, or a box of organic vegetables, because we're not racist.
Ooh. Okay.
Hmm.
Do I have to choose now?
Yes.
Oh, beef. Going for beef.
Going for beef. Going for beef. Strong. Okay, strong meat. Right, okay, so here's what's going to happen. There's a list of things, and they're either dead or alive. Before we play, though, I must indulge in some classic radio-style banter. We know you're called Ed. Where are you from, Ed, and what do you do?
I'm from London, and I'm a property developer.
A property developer?
Yeah.
And how many properties have you developed today?
Well, I'm waiting for approval on some planning permission, so I have done absolutely nothing.
Nothing, which is why you've got time to attempt to win beef on a little listened to radio show on a radio station that is the 34th most popular national radio station out of a possible 39.
Yeah, 35 is looking up at you in scorn, though.
Yeah. Right then, okay, so this is how it's going to work. As I say, there's a list of things. Are they dead, are they alive? That's it, that's what you're going to do to play. Let's play Dead or Alive. Okay, here we go.
God, no better attempt.
I know. Stay on the top of that ramp.
Teaching on the edge.
And Dead or Alive, here we go. My Uncle Ken, dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Yes. Strong start, good. Dead or alive? The man who used to clean my parents' windows.
Oh, alive.
Yes, but retired, good. He was called Andrew.
Andrew.
My sister's rabbit, dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Well, the batteries are, so I suppose...
Should have gone with Energizer.
Yeah. That's what she calls it. Dead or alive? The canoe man. The canoe man.
Oh, he's dead, for sure.
Well, no, not that canoe man.
Who's alive?
Who's alive? The canoe man from the news is alive. We're talking about the canoe man who was a comic superhero. Canoe man. He was,
of course,
he was,
yeah.
Yeah, he was bitten. He was a man bitten by. You remember the story? He was bitten by a radioactive canoe and developed the powers of a canoe, which meant he had to lie down with a hole in his back. Anyway, he's dead. He's dead.
Classic Canadian superhero.
Yes. Canoe man's wife. Canoe man's wife.
Oh. Nope, she's dead too.
No, this one's alive. She was interviewed on Victoria Derbyshire's programme on BBC Week 2 today. That was the canoe man who faked the death, if you remember that. The current leader of UKIP, dead or alive? The current leader of UKIP.
Oh, yep, he's definitely dead.
Well, we don't know who it is, of course, at the moment, after one of them resigned today, so it's hard to say at the moment, so I'll give you half a point for that. Dead or alive, the chances of a Starbucks worker ever spelling Cornelius's name right on a cup?
Well, as a guy called Edmund Farger, that is definitely dead. No chance at all.
You're absolutely right, and that's because Cornelius doesn't go there. That's why. Twitter trolls this week. Twitter trolls this week, dead or alive?
Oh, very much alive.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Well aware of that after the week I've had, I can tell you, Ed. Dead or alive, the chances of Moose from The Office being invited around Olympia Valance's house for dinner anytime soon?
Stone dead.
Yes.
Absolutely stone dead.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because he gave him pictures of girls allowed. No chance.
That's exactly right.
Dead in the water.
Yeah, dead. And even if Olympia Valance did invite him round for dinner, he'd probably turn up at Nicola Roberts' house instead anyway. just by accident. Dead or alive, how the world starts to come according to Take That. How the world starts to come according to Take That, dead or alive?
Gotta be dead.
Let's find out. It's alive! The world starts to come alive, isn't it? How would the world start to come dead? It doesn't make any sense. Now, Ed, that's the end of the quiz. We're going to have to put your score into the system to find out how you did. So bear with us, Ed, because we're going to have to just boot up the system. And I know. I will have to tell you, it's quite a slow system.
Quite a slow system.
So just bear with us. It takes quite a long time to boot this system up, I'm afraid. It's I know. Oh, we're in. Right, so we're in, Ed. It's on. Here we go.
Nice.
How do you spell Ed? Sorry, Ed.
It's E-D.
E-D?
Yeah.
That's not liking that, is it? Oh.
No, that's wrong, Ed.
Maybe E-D-M-U-N-D.
Yeah, that means it's right.
Yeah.
How do you spell London Property Developer?
LONDONPROPERTYDEVELOPER.
Sorry, was that L at the start?
Yes.
And then what?
ONDON.
Hang on, you're going a bit fast. Wait, slow down a bit.
Yeah. So, the first letter's L. Second letter's O. Third letter's N. Fourth letter's D. Fifth letter's E. No.
Oh yeah, he got it wrong. That's fine. I'll just
put your state agent.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll do.
How do you spell Leboeuf?
Leboeuf. Believe that's an L with an N and then an E. Space. B O E.
Yeah. Yeah.
U F.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay, you have to. Yeah. No, according to Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary at the Tory Party conference, you've got to list all foreign words now.
Oh.
If you're using a foreign word where you could have used a British word, you have to list all foreign words according to Amber Rudd. So you've just got to write down the list of.
I'll just print it off then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh wow!
Just printing off, Ed.
Just printing off. It's quite a slow printer.
And you're playing for Beast.
It
takes a while. Yeah,
I did warn you. So
it's a very slow thing. Quiet. Oh, sorry about this. There we go.
Right. Let me just look at the data. Right,
there we go.
I can confirm that, yeah. Ed, you have scored.
Yeah.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
7.5 points.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is that enough?
Number.
Is that enough to win the beef?
It is enough to win the beef.
Well done. Good work. Congratulations, Ed. You have won beef. Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That was Ed winning beef in a game of dead or alive.
Ed or alive.
Dead or Ed or alive. And Sam Delaney's joined us now. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You?
All right, not bad.
Good, liking the hat.
Thanks.
It's a good hat, that.
Autumn's here.
Is that, yeah.
And I've got a nice tweed hat on.
You have, it's very good. Yeah, very, very proud of that.
Good opportunity for all sorts of winter wear, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I like it when it turns. I like the bringing out of the colder weather stuff.
Exactly.
Sometimes you forget what you've got.
Well, the thing is, John, we're Englishmen.
Yes, we are.
And we don't like the periods where shorts and flip-flops and the like are necessary. We prefer scarves, good solid leather town shoes, overcoats, and of course tit for tats.
Yes.
And I think that's part of what makes Britain great. And that's what we're going to be talking about, Britishness, today.
Because you have to list, I think, every foreign cloth now that you put on. You have to write it down in a
hijab.
List, don't you? Yeah, write it down.
Yeah, yeah. Written that down.
Stripy top, French.
No hijab or turban for me. Yeah. Just a good tweed flat cap like a country gent might wear.
Yes.
That's post-Brexit Britain. So we're going to be talking about all of these horrible nationalistic speeches that have come out of the Conservative Party conference this week. And I think what makes it even more disgusting is when the Prime Minister, who presides over all of this stuff, like Amber Rudd saying British jobs for British people, or Jeremy Hunt having a dig at foreign doctors who've effectively sustained on their NHS, or even what's her name, the one who tried to run for leader and then had to duck out demented.
Yeah.
She said something earlier, well, I don't see why young English people can't go out picking fruit to earn a living, right? Just the most awful, it ranged from the absurd like that to the really horrible and ugly, like Amber Rudd's speech. And then the Prime Minister gets up and says, oh, we're the only party who are going to offer a government that is for everyone, that is for ordinary people. And you sort of think, are you mad? Have you not heard what all your ministers have been saying? They've all been cashing in on what they think is a post-Brexit move towards basically being racist.
Racist, yes.
And you're cashing in on that to try and win further appeal, to try and get votes from UKIP.
Which is why, and that's the other story, of course, is that Diane James has stepped down.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether this has become a sort of fact yet, but it's sort of good. Why she stepped down? Well, because she realises that post-Brexit, what is she leading exactly? Because there's nothing left to do. Yeah.
So that leaves a gap for the Tories to cash in on there. Obviously, the Labour Party's a mess, so they can cash in on a lot of kind of former Labour voters who might have nationalistic feelings. And it may well work for them politically, but they're the government. They're not just the Conservative Party. They need to be responsible. And Theresa May should realise that when she uses that kind of rhetoric, it effectively legitimises opinions that were previously kind of fringe opinions on British streets.
Quite.
And makes people kind of puff their chest and think, oh, I had to keep quiet about all my horrible racist opinions before. But now it's fine because the government have legitimised it.
Which is what happened post-Brexit anyway.
Exactly. And now they're doing it again. They're doing it for their own gains, which makes it worse. And I'm sick by it, and we're going to be. I'll be ranting about this afternoon.
Ranting even more than that.
More than that. That wasn't even a rant. And that was in comparison to what I'm intending to do.
A rant from a man in an English Swede hat.
Yeah.
On the way on Talk Radio. Next. We're back tomorrow from 1 till 4 with more of whatever the hell it is that we do. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.